Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Surprise y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the feet, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The rasp everywhere is fragrant and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat. The class you miss. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/The Remix Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and I'm finally here. I'm finally here. Peace and greetings to you guys. Glad that you can join me here on this show Sunday night. And all I have to say, there is someone to blame for The Remix being late tonight, and I'll share that a little later, because there is someone to blame, and it's not me. I promise you, it's not me. But welcome, 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 everyone. I'm so glad you guys can join me here tonight in The Remix. We're going to be talking about funky, spicy, sacred spaces. Well, kinda, sorta, a little bit anyway. And just kinda doing what we do, remix style, especially after having the show that we did on Friday night. With Master Yao coming on, and also excited, we got a chance to talk to Bill. If you didn't get a chance to hear that show, I do encourage you to go back along with all of the Remix shows and download. The Remix online international radio show can be broadcast and can be downloaded from absolutely anywhere in the world. Hey, did you guys even know if you have an Android phone, because right now it's available for Android, you can actually download the Remix app, and from the Remix app, you can actually listen to the Remix live. You can actually do that from your phone. I know many of you could have done that before, but actually I got word that just because of some of the changes Blog Talk Radio has made, that you can actually go and you can download that Remix app for free, and you just go to the Android market, type in the Remix, and you will see the Remix logo, and it will say the Remix with Miss Blue. You can download it right to your phone. You can be able to share your energy with me, shoot me an email. It will give you the number to the Know Your Magic line, and you can also listen to the Remix online international radio show here live, and maybe soon to come, you'll be able to chat in the chat room and do all of that just from the convenience of your phone. How cool is that? That's my special gift to you guys for being a part of the Remix family. So, if you have not downloaded the Android app, and you can find it for some reason on your Android phone just by going and searching on the Android market, just shoot me an email at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4blue@gmail.com, and myself or Sister Manya will send you back all the details so that you can actually go ahead and you can download that. So now, you know, I was really kind of contemplating whether or not to do a show tonight. You guys know that I kind of took some time off a little bit from the Remix show. Still doing a lot of my work, a lot of the spiritual work there, but just from doing the Remix shows, we didn't do a show for two nights, and then we came back, and boy, did we come back. We came back with a great chair on Friday night, and now tonight what we're going to do, because I felt like this was a perfect time to begin to talk about this. I think for most of us that's on the planet, especially those that's in this hemisphere, the weather is starting to change. This is sort of what I call sort of the what I call brown sugar time, when you look outside and the trees, the leaves are beginning to change and things are beginning to get dormant at this particular time, and the beautiful colors of fall are really just begin to come out. Just to come out and really just kind of show themselves. And so I thought this would be a great time to talk about those things as it relates to sacred spaces in sort of that funky and sort of kind of spicy way, and things that we can do to really begin to get ourselves grounded. And we're going to talk about why that's so important to do that. That'll be one of the things we do. It's not going to be so locked. I don't want to say locked and cocked. That doesn't sound right. But it's not going to be so locked in code tonight. We will talk about how to get grounded. We're going to talk about rest and rejuvenation and why that's so important, and also talk about this time that we're in. We're just moving into the energy of the fall equinox. And we're also going to talk about the prosperity vase and how you can begin to build your own prosperity vase for those things to come. And then we're going to get into some funky and some spicy spaces. So also, some of you guys gave a little bit of feedback. You went and checked out Brother Bobby Hammett. Would love to hear how that show went as well. And also, as you know, what's coming up, Brother Panic will be coming on for Chat and Chill. Next week, he'll be coming up doing a Friday and a Sunday show. We'll be doing lots of Chat and Chill, answering a lot of questions and going through a lot of things. So lots of things to do. I see we have some guests in the house, so I want to welcome you no matter where in the world you're listening from. Glad to have you here. Glad to have you here Sunday night chilling with us in the remix. I see the phone lines are filled up. The chat room is now open, and you are certainly welcome to go ahead and bring yourself right on over and join us in chat. If you want to know how to get here, all you have to do, I don't know who's doing that. All you have to do is simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix and come right on in. The chat room is open. And so all you have to do is look down at the very bottom where it says sign up, and you can actually just click that button and you can actually sign up and you can tell us who you are or not tell us who you are, and you can come on in. The Remix family is here, and they're going to certainly make you feel very, very at home and very, very welcome. Wow. Now that we got that out the way, 646-652-2711 is the number to call for the remix, and has been and shall be as well. So I think all of us can really, really attest to this time of the year that we're in, is that actually, you know, we are having shorter days and longer nights. And so a lot of things in your life may seem as though they're falling away. You may see some changes in your business relationships as they come. You may be noticing personal relationships sort of kind of going through a shift and going through a change, or even within yourself just sort of going through that shift and going through that change. This is really the perfect time for it. It's that time for you to begin to start to examine those things and look at those things and really begin to release those things that no longer serve you. You know, and when I say serve you, I mean those things that really just don't feel good to you on so many different levels. A lot of us are in a healing time. I noticed that I've been talking to brothers and sisters all around the country, as well as my family members as well, too. And I noticed that a lot of us are going through this period of healing. There's some part of us that either needs healing, or some part of us that we're actually in the process of healing, of really, really healing. And one of the best ways to get yourself in the position to start this amazing healing is, somebody said, going through some BS today. Yes, BS equals healing. I can see that. But, you know, this is one of the best ways to get yourself in that position so that you can heal. I'm going to be telling you about some great websites, some things that I use, and that you guys will find these sites to be amazing, a lot of fun for you, kind of funky for you, and a little bit of spicy too for you as well too, as we begin to check out these different sites that have things, different tools that can help us as well too. But I want to talk about an exercise, and this is something that we can do. We're going to play some music in a minute, and you know we'll do that. But what I want you to do is I want you to grab a towel. I want you guys to grab a towel. I didn't have a chance to tell you that ahead of time, but I really want you to grab a towel because we're going to do an exercise. It's actually a grounding exercise. It's really going to help you to get grounded. I think you're going to like this. This is one that you can do often. And if you don't have a towel that's near you, I mean, I have on sweatpants, and I'm going to take off my sweatpants. And I'm actually going to do it with my sweatpants. But, you know, you don't have to follow my lead. You can do whatever you choose to do. You know me. I'm a little psycho, sexy, cool. So I'm going to actually use my sweatpants. You can use that. So if you have sweatpants or a T-shirt or something, you can actually take that off. Now, I wouldn't recommend that if you're in a public place, you do this, of course. You know, make sure you're in your sacred space if you're going to do this. But I want you to grab a towel. And I want you to grab a towel, and I want you to grab something, a T-shirt, and let me know when you have it. What we're going to do is we're going to play some music just to kind of get us into the energy, because we are in the remix, and I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone. It's so glad to have you guys in the house with us tonight. We're going to play a little bit of music just to kind of get us in that. Get us in that space as we get ready to get into the groove tonight. And I think the one of the things that we could play that actually can really kind of get us in there, I think it'll be really, really good. I'm not going to hit you guys with my Transform Man. Yes, you can use whatever you like. It just needs to be something soft, you know. That's why I said sweatpants. My sweatpants are, you know, they can actually work. A towel is going to be perfect for you. I want you to get a towel as well. Or T-shirt, you know, something like that. I want you to get that. So we're going to play some music. We're going to hear a little bit of this since we're going to be doing some funky work tonight. We're going to listen to a little bit of Funky Town. So I want you guys to grab those T-shirts. Grab those maybe boxers or grab some of those things that are close to you, and I want you to get them. Yeah, you can use tights. You know, a towel works as well, too. But I want you to grab a towel, and then I want to see you right back here after we listen to this, and we're going to get into some funky, spicy, sacred spaces.
Gods of the underground, witness the birth of the funky child. Do it all, hit him. Born with the puppets from the womb of Brenda. She now likes the Lord, but she used to dig the spinners. First with the sound from the Virgin now. And now I got the place to make the crowd go wow, wow. So dig it. You watch me dig it. I'm taking no choice unless it's coming from my midget. I take the heat more than chicken pack grease. I'm moving, I can do, but I'm not out my teeth.
Born in the underground of Newark, now witness the birth of Mr. Funky.
Jackie, join the cursey. Watch me flip the script. Let me show you what the punks do. Make you draw me bring it back, and go grab the albums to bring the Lord's money. Take it home to mom and say,
ain't they fucking?
We got psycho, and everybody thought that it was adopted in the factory. I kept the weather, kept my white arms, I keep my fucking top of practice, so no one can stop my car. I fear no man, cause it's a phone call, then it's stone.
And it's on.
I'm every number of the crew styling out as long as fun of the underground stays underground. The brothers of Los Angeles keep the lyrical fitness. Don't worry about me selling out, mind your business. You might say, damn, Mr. Funky's throwing out, but if you listen to the words, then you know what I'm about. Any props you receive are the props that you earn. I'm out till the Funky Child returns. Return,
everyone. Thanks, peace, and greetings. So glad you guys can join me here live in the remix. Welcome. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in the remix, and it is Sunday night, and we're going to be doing a couple of little exercises here. The first one is about getting grounded, because this is what's important to do during this time of the year, is to make sure that we really stay connected to earth. You know, so much of the day, especially for us women and also for us brothers, we are walking around and we're things that disconnect us from the earth. You know, a lot of science and a lot of research has shown that really by wearing these rubber shoes or rubber soles or these heels or stilettos or whatever we want to call them, we are constantly separating ourselves from the energy that's on the planet. And so we're going to talk about some of the things that we can do to really kind of get us in a funky, kind of spicy way, really connect it back with the planet, really ground ourselves with that energy, because that's a part of the energy that needs to continuously flow through us. And by that energy flowing through us, what it's going to help us do is really just to keep those portals within ourselves open, so we're open to receive, and really just helping prosperity on all levels just really continuously flow through our body. So everybody has their towel. I'm going to check with all of everyone who's over here on the chat room first. And if you have your towel ready, I want you to just put a little heart up for me. See, we do cool things in the chat room. So put a little heart up. I want to see if you have your towel. And for the rest of you around the world, it doesn't matter where you're listening from, because I know the UK is listening tonight. And I know England is listening tonight. I know parts of Ghana is listening tonight, as well as Japan as well. So I want you guys to put a heart. I see the hearts going up. So you guys have your towels. Now, if at all possible, I want you to be in a seated position. I want you to be in a seated position. Love the hearts. I hear you guys all out there, whether you're listening on the phone or listening other means that you have that. God said his towel is nice and warm. Well, my sweatpants are nice and warm. So, yes, they are nice and warm. What I want you to do is I want you to gently take the towel, and I want you, or your sweatpants, I want you to gently take them and lay them on the floor in front of you. Okay, I want you to gently lay that on the floor in front of you. Now, this is an excellent exercise to do. We were talking about really staying grounded. And one of the quickest ways that we actually can ground our energy and really get into that place of being centered and being grounded is through our feet, because it is through the soles of our feet. We don't call that the sole for a reason. We call it a soul, I should say, for a reason. And so that's the part of your feet that you want to ground. But first, we're going to do sort of like a little a little test exercise. For those of you who practice yoga and different things of this nature, you may have done this before, but I want you to try this, okay? What you're going to do, and I'm going to do it with you, I want you to stretch out your feet as far as you can. Just stretch them out all the way out. And then I want you to stretch your ankle and your toes. Just kind of point them. Put them in a pointed position. And while you're pointing your toes, I want you to squeeze your gluteus maximus. And for those of you who don't know what that is, that's your butt. I want you to squeeze your butt cheeks as hard as you can while pointing out your toes. And I want you to try to hold that for 5 count. And I'm going to do the count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can release. Now, honestly, I want you to, how many of you caught a cramp in your foot, in the soles of your feet? You can tell me, you can put a one in the room, you can holler out yes, because I hear the yes, I hear the moans, I hear the groans. Yes, it's a little cramp that you get, and the reason for that is because we do not exercise our feet enough. We don't stretch them enough. But this is a very, very important portal. This is a very, very important portal in our body. You know, when we start to talk about the root chakra, when we start to talk about those things of the root chakra, and even though we talk about it being at the base of our spine, beginning, really the opening portal of where that comes in is through the bottom of the feet, is through the sole, is through the sole of the feet. And so those muscles in that particular area need to be exercised as well. So I'm going to tell you some ways that you can actually exercise that. And of course, we know when it comes to reflexology, every single organ in our body is represented in our feet. It's represented in our face, in our head, and our hands as well. But we're talking about our feet tonight and why this is so important. And it's also very, very healthy for you to go barefoot, to walk barefoot with no shoes on. And I do that a lot, you know, to really walk barefoot. But we're going to talk about that. But I wanted you guys to do that little exercise there because we spend so much time walking in shoes. And for us sisters, we're in heels. We're walking with our feet elevated in heels. And we really aren't exercising the muscles within our feet. And so that's just a test there to show you, for those of you who may have caught some sort of a cramp there, how you need to begin to work with your feet more. Okay, so now back to our towels. All right, so now I want you with your feet, because this is what we're going to do with this. This is an exercise to really help you get grounded. You're going to take the towel, and what I want you to do with your feet is I want you to work the towel, sweatpants, boxers, t-shirt, underwear, whatever you got down there. And I want you to roll that together just with your feet into a ball. I want you to make that into a ball. So you're going to roll that towel up with your feet. I want you to begin to roll that together. There you go. Excellent. Not using your hands. You're just going to use your feet. And you're going to roll that together in a nice ball. Now, once you have that together and it's together in a ball, what I want you to do with your big toes only, and we know what the big toe is, right? It should be the biggest toe on your foot. With your big toe only, I want you to flatten out your towel, your pants, your boxers. I want you to flatten it out completely again. So, okay. So the first thing you're going to do with the towel is you're actually going to make this, you're going to make a ball with your feet, with your towel. You're going to roll that into a ball. You're going to gather it up only using your feet, your toes. That's what you're using. You're using your toes and your feet, and you're going to make this towel into a ball. And then once you've made this towel into a ball, then what you're going to do with your big toes only, you're going to stretch out the towel. It's going to take a little work. It's going to take a little work. That is it. Do we have somebody who doesn't want? Okay, someone said they're done. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to just do that. I don't know, but I don't think they want to be here. So I'm just going to have to. I'm sorry. They got to go. Okay, they didn't want to be here. All right, so anyway, I want you guys to do that. I want you to do that. I want you to make it in a ball, and then I want you to stretch it back out, stretch the towel back out. Oh, I know you don't know them. They don't know you either. They don't know me. It's all good. Okay. So this is one of the exercises you can do. You can do this while you're sitting at the computer. You can do this when you're just relaxing. You can do this at any time that you have some free time. I want you to begin to, y'all crazy. I want you to begin to work with this towel exercise because this is going to help you strengthen your toes. It's going to help you to really begin to exercise those things within your feet and really, really help you really kind of bring those things together. Now, I'm going to tell you about another site I want you to go to, and this is where you can actually begin to work and get your toes in order. If you have back pains, if you're suffering from any of those things, from back pains, what else? Let me see what else this can help you with. This can help you with all kinds of things for relaxation. This is for those of you who really just really want to get yourself into better shape, really help to align your whole body and to keep things in balance of how they need to be, and really begin to just really exercise and keep your health, starting with your feet, in order. This is really, really cool. Some of you may have heard of this, but they're called yoga toes. And you can actually go to www.yogatoes.com. And they have yoga toes for your feet and also yoga hands for your hands. But I really want you to think about focusing on the yoga toes because it really, really helps to bring your body into alignment, to really help your feet, help you to have happy feet. And any kind of foot problems that you're having, crossed toes, poor circulation. You know how some people have those hammer toes or even corns. Any of these things that you could be dealing with. If for nothing else, I use them. They are excellent for circulation. For circulation, it really, really helps with circulation, keeping the circulation going within your feet and knowing that all of that chi energy is moving from the bottom of your feet all the way up. If you have problems with bunions and things of that nature, you can actually begin to do that. And they come in lots of pretty colors. I know you fellas don't care about that, but as women, we care about that. It also helps, you know, if you have pain in your feet, especially for some of us who are athletes or have been athletes and you spend a lot of time running and doing different things with your body, it really, really helps with that. Yes. Mm-hmm. It really, really helps. I got to get out the chat room. It's too funny. So I want you guys to take a look at that. It helps to realign your foot structure. It helps to strengthen and also stretch your foot muscles. And it also helps improve circulation as well as the appearance of your feet. I mean, I love pretty feet. I think I have pretty feet, so I love pretty feet. It helps to balance out the whole body. It helps with stimulation. And it also helps to improve your posture, your overall posture. And you can actually get these yoga toes. You can order them online. It's very simple to do. And you can pick out your colors and you can get them. I think that you guys will love this, those of you who do this. And you have to start out really kind of using them. You don't want to try to go a whole hour. Start out like 10 minutes a day, and you don't wear shoes or anything with this. All you have to do is just put them on like maybe 10 or 15 minutes a day, maybe when I'm reading. And I know that I'm just going to be somewhere stationary. You can actually put your yoga toes on and just kind of pop them in your feet and just have them there just when you're chilling. So yeah, that's a good thing. I wanted to kind of share that with you. You're going to do the exercise that is with the towel. You can do that towel exercise. You can do that all the time. You're going to have so much fun with that and just begin to work with that energy. And then next, what I also want to tell you guys to do, we talk about baths a lot, taking baths. And, oh, great. Brother Q says he has a pair. They are great. Yes, they are, Brother Q. I love my little yoga toes. I like them. And ladies, if you're not able to go to the website, or you want to know what we're talking about when we say the yoga toes and you're not able to see them, it's just like when you go and you get a pedicure and they take the little what do you call it? The little feety things, and they put them between your toes when they're painting them. That's what yoga toes look like. They look exactly like that. So when you're letting your toenails dry, that's really what you can think of when you have the yoga toes on. Yeah. That's what they look like. They look like that, but they work. They are amazing. And they really help, and you can tell the difference. So these are some exercises that you can do to help strengthen the muscles within your toes and also in your feet. Mm-hmm. So the yoga toes. Now, like I said, this time of the year, this is what I call brown sugar time. Brown sugar time of the year, you know, the fall equinox is here. It's really that time about really, really sort of kind of getting yourself back into balance. I don't mean balance as doing things equal and fair, but I mean getting yourself back where you can feel comfortable, re-energizing yourself, charging yourself. Here's one of the things that you can actually do too. You can actually take a bath in Epsom salt and baking soda. This is excellent. Let me tell you why this is excellent. Because these two components together, what they do is they actually form sort of a battery charge. They help you to recharge your battery. Mm-hmm. It does. It helps you to recharge your battery, and you can actually feel it when you're in the bathtub and you have the Epsom salt and you also have the baking soda in there. And it's kind of like battery acid. And what it's doing is it's helping to regenerate your charge and charge you up and bring you back together and put those things together. I actually, funny you should say that, Griffin, I actually mix a little brown sugar in with my bath water as well. Just to kind of keep it really kind of sexy like that, and put that in there, and you can mix it. Now, for those of you who have those conditions that you're very sensitive to things such as salt or Epsom salt or sea salt, you can actually use lavender in replace of that. So if you're dealing with some of those health challenges that causes your blood to get elevated very quickly, you don't want to use any type of salt with that. You want to use something like lavender as well. Mm-hmm. Yep, but that will help to get you really, really charged up as well. So those are some things that you can begin to do as well. What I'm actually going to do is I'm actually going to open up the form. as well. We're going to continue to talk about these things as we go on and talk about other things as well, too. And as we talk about other things as well, too, and I want you, if you have your towels there, I want you to still keep working with those towels and practicing putting it together in a ball and then spreading it back out with your toes, just your toes, because that's going to cause you to flex your other toes, and you can begin to flex those out. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. As well, press 1 when you get on the phone line so that I know that you're there and you have something to share. Someone asked me, were we going to be doing poetry tonight? We're not actually going to do poetry, but if you have some poetry and you want to share it, hey, let's be open to that. We're open to that. You know, we're just kind of, this is one of those smooth things. We're going to talk about some other ways that we can clear the energy in our space as well. Talk about some of those sacred space things. And also, while I have you guys here, I don't know if you guys have heard. Some of you may have heard, but my audiobook is out. And so for those of you who've had the audiobook, I know you have given me some wonderful feedback on it. And for those of you who have not had a chance to introduce yourself to the audiobook, one of the things that you can actually do is you can just go to the website, www.blueblast.com, and all of the information is there about the audio workbook. I'm very excited about this project because this was sort of kind of birthed out of the request of everyone. One of the things that I like about the audio book, and as well as the readings I do, the work that I give you in the readings will last you a lifetime. It's work that you can use throughout your life. And I really put some of that same energy and those same components into the audio workbook as well. And it's a 4-part series that lasts 4 hours. That lasts 4 hours. And well, let me shut up because you guys in the chat room are talking how much this has helped you. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1, call in, and you guys can share what the audiobook has worked for you. It doesn't matter where you are with it. Many of you have downloaded the audio workbook as well, too, and you've begun to work with them as well. So call in, press 1, tell us about it. Tell us about the Psycho Sexy Cool audio workbook that you guys have got and how that's helped you and some of the transformation. I've heard all kinds of stories, me and Sister Manya, about what this has done for you guys and how this has helped you to discover. Because this is about knowing your magic and doing your magic. It's about life on your terms, and it's about you doing it your way. It's about you doing it your way. No one telling you how to do it. It's about you doing the work, and you guys are definitely doing that. I'm open for questions, too, but I would love for you guys to give that feedback on the audio workbook. If you want to share that, you can certainly share that, 646-652-2711, and then press 1, and let me know that you're here as well. I'll be waiting to hear from you guys as well. Chaos. You crazy? Okay. So let's see. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Yes, Mr. Bill. Still questions about Mr. Bill. Yes, yes, Mr. Bill. But call in. Don't be shy. You're putting up your information in the chat room, but I would love for others to hear about it. I really, in the audio workbook, made it so it is about you doing your work. And the 4-part series are there. And I know some of you are on part 1, some people are on part 2, some people are on part 3, some people are on part 4. So, and you get to do it all over and over again. It's a lot of work that's in there. So it's not just something that you're listening to. You're not actually just getting a chance to hear me talk. It's about you really doing your work as well. So we're going to wait to hear from you guys. We're live in the remix, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We still have about 2 hours to go. So if you have questions, something you want to share, just go ahead and press 1 when you get on the phone lines. Love to hear from you guys. It's been a while, so it'd be pretty cool. Can you guys still hear me? Can y'all hear me? Yes, no, maybe so. You guys can hear me. By the way, today is actually the day that's known as the day of the birthday of the monkey god. How cool is that? If you didn't get a chance to hear that show that Brother Panic did, you can actually go back into the archives and listen to that as well, where we talked about a lot of the monkey energy that's on the planet at this time.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Okay, so you guys don't, nobody wants to call in and share anything tonight? That's unusual. Nobody wants to call in and share. Let's see. Okay, then. Well, okay, somebody's PMing me, telling me they're trying to get to the phone, but the rest of you, okay, great, Transform Man, always good to hear from you. Call in as well, and also those of you who also have the audio workbook, if you want to call in and share as well too, or if you guys have... if you guys have questions, you can do that as well, too. It's a good night for it, so definitely do that. If you're on the line, I need you to press 1 because there's a lot of folks on the line. And so in order for me to find you, I need you to press 1. And if you want to sing, you can sing as well, too. That's cool. We can do that. It's just going to be one of those psycho, sexy, cool nights. So we can do that as well. So sing. Somebody asked me about poetry earlier. We can do that as well, too. Yeah, just kind of those nights. We can do that. Oh, I can't sing. I can't sing. So if you're in a rest for me, well, I don't know what that's going to sound like. I don't know. All right, you got somebody press 1. Oh, all y'all are not at work. Okay, we got somebody to press 1. Good deal. Otherwise, I was going to say, well, we, you know, if y'all want me to talk, I go record the show and put it up. Okay, so let's see. We do have a caller calling in, looks like from Rio Beach 3. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just having, hold on. Did you hear me?
I certainly can. Can you hear me as well, too?
I can hear you loud and clear. This is Transform Man. Oh, Brother Hugo. And no, I'm not going to sing. I was joking.
I thought you really was going to sing.
Well, everybody's probably happy now that I'm not going to sing, but no, I'm singing mood. I had a couple of questions and a couple of other things to just quickly run by. So, you know, I have this wonderful, beautiful tree that's in front of the house, right? And I've been, you know, making good with the tree. I've been talking to it. I hug it every day, speak to the tree. I've also, it's a beautiful tree. It's a box elder tree. And
okay.
So it's very, very sensitive to pesticides and so on and so forth. And because of where I live, you know, I have farmland surrounding me literally all on all sides. So pretty much this year when they were planting the food and the adjacent properties, you know,
mm-hmm.
they sprayed the tree, but it just was in the atmosphere, and so the tree was sort of like it just got a wind of it, and so it changes the color. It doesn't kill the tree. It just it just takes a little bit of the life force out of it. So I've been giving the tree an offering and everything, and I remember listening. I don't remember which show it was, but Panic was on, and he was saying one of the good things you do is one of the things the spirits really love is when you give them some pork. So I had put a slab of some, pork out there, that really expensive, really, really nice pork. And I swear to you that I put out a slab of pork and I put out a peach. That next morning, that slab of pork was gone and that peach was in it. And all the ants in the entire probably state was on that peach.
I can believe it. I can believe it.
Yeah, so basically I think they enjoyed themselves that night. A question about the toe exercise. So do you use both big toes to unroll the ball or just one big toe?
No, you use them both. You're going to use both big toes. Just your toes to unroll them, because what will happen is it will force you to stretch the other toes to get the big toe in position to help unroll it.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. there was something else I wanted to share, and now it's just completely left my brain.
Yeah, I really like the story about I really love the story about you and the tree, and really, really how you've just kind of been sensitive to that. Make sure that you do, and I'm sure you're doing it. I know you're kind of the kind of very earthy kind of guy like that, but make sure you keep talking to the tree and sending it energy as well too, because that's going to help as well.
Yeah, my only concern is that, when winter comes, it's going to be lots of snow, and then I'm just going to be like, hi, tree, can't talk.
But that's not actually, is the tree on your property? Is it somewhere where you can actually get close to the tree? Because you can still talk to it. I mean, I had a tree that I used to communicate with from a distance. So you don't necessarily have to be right in front of the tree, but if you you can even take a picture of the tree and you can begin to send energy that way, and you can begin to work with it that way as well too.
Thanks for that suggestion. I didn't even think of that. I can do that, but I was just thinking because the way that the tree is shaped, maybe your picture of it, but maybe the way the tree is shaped is so wonderful because it has seven limbs that come out of the ground, trunks that come out of the ground, and inside the tree is almost like a place where you would lay a baby. It's almost like a cradle almost.
Beautiful.
When winter comes, the snow usually gets moved over towards the tree in that area, so it won't be exposed. So I'm just trying to figure out, how can I leave an offering to the tree during the winter, when that happens.
Right. Well, two things. You can actually leave an offering for the tree during the winter. Offering doesn't always have to be something that's physical that you have to place there. A lot of the offering to the tree could actually just come through your own sharing your intuition with it, or really having the tree to converse with you. Because as things in nature actually take themselves into a dormant state, then the tree, you should be able to communicate at a different level. So it's not about just giving offerings to the tree constantly, but it is about that exchange. And so maybe you can use the winter time for this time for the tree to really tell you what it is you should be focused on in your life, as opposed to you giving something to the tree.
Gotcha. Yeah. I've been getting some things slowly, really, really slowly. And if I may, I want to share this dream real quick that I had the other night. It was really interesting because I was really sleepy, and I went to sleep, and this has happened to me throughout my life a number of times. And I think because of the fact that it happened so quickly, that fear grabbed me, and I don't allow myself to go further. And then once I realize that I'm moving away from it, I can't get back into that state again. So what happened was I was in bed, and I was going to sleep, and I felt myself going into a deeper sleep. And then I started hearing voices. And then I started hearing, above all of the voices, a female voice, and all the voices, including the female voice, were angry. So I was like, whoa, hold on a second. So I slowly moved myself out of that, and I woke up, and I was back in this reality, and I said, okay, let's try that again. And I went back in, and again, I heard the voices, the female voices the loudest. I could not discern what they were saying, and of course, they were angry. So I was a little nervous about that. So I woke myself up again, and then I realized I was not going to be able to get back into that state. I'm trying to work on that issue of the fear of going into that state and being afraid of it and jumping out of it, because I know that I need to go into that state. And the angry voices are not something that I have happening all the time. It just happened that particular time. But I still wanted to go into that state. Then I went to sleep, and then I woke up in this house, and there was this loud noise coming from the outside. It was kind of dim in this house, and I remember walking towards these sliding glass doors. And when I walked closer to the doors, I could see the outside landscape. It looked like a desert. There were rocks all over the place, hills, and in the distance there was this huge mountain with a flat plateau on the top. But when I got to the door, what I saw was incredible. It was a huge gray counterclockwise swirling cloud that just went straight up at like a cone, not a cylinder, rather. And then at the top, it branched off almost like, I guess, you know how a spinning top would go different directions, you know, it spins around and goes left, right, or whatever. The top part of this is the same thing. And the wind supposedly was so fierce, and there was this other woman who was there whose face I didn't see. And then I stepped outside, and I was like, oh, my God, this is absolutely beautiful. And it didn't frighten me at all, but apparently the woman that was with me was frightened. But it was just, it was so powerful. And it was lightning going on and everything, and I just felt like I was in the presence of something really, something or someone really powerful. And there's more, but I just wanted to share that part.
Oh, well, beautiful. Very powerful dream there. And I think you guys all know that this is something myself, as well as Brother Panic and others, we will share about the difference of the dreams. Of course, you know, there's always many different levels to decoding the dream or just understanding the dream for yourself. Here's some things that I can share with you to take away that I think will be very helpful. Of course, you know, the first one, the first level of the dream, everything and everything in the dream is you. You know that. That's the first level of decoding it. The second level, begin to look at the mythology in there. And so a lot of the symbolisms in there, I mean, you do your work. I mean, you're here and, you know, we know you're doing your work. You're doing your work. So you know how to be able to look at the symbolisms in the dreams and be able to see what those symbols mean for you, how they're uniquely related to you. And there'll be some universal levels that some of the symbols will represent too, such as the mountain, such as a house, all of those things. You'll see that. Now, here's what I will share with you, because you guys know how I feel about dreams. I think they are silly amazing, and I love them. I love dreams because they help us. They help us with our present. They help us with what's going on in the past, how to understand it, and also preparing us for the future that we're creating and the future that's also awaiting for us. So as you were speaking, here's some of the things, and this is the same energy that I use when I'm doing readings that I do to help you with dreams, just to give you some things to begin to think about. And if I had to put it into a couple of words to tell you some takeaways of where you can begin to focus your energy, one, it's about awareness. This dream was really trying to help you get awareness. That awareness has a lot to do with things in your past. So when you go back and you think about this dream and you think about everything that's happening in this dream, I want you to begin to have that awareness, even when it comes to those things that are related as far as feminine energy and also feminine or women in your life. So when you think about that anger, when you think about sort of that the voices that you're hearing and sort of this representation of that feminine energy coming to you. And so the second part that has to do with what's going on in your present time, the present time that you actually had this dream, I want you to think about the women in your life. And I want you to think about the authority figures that are in your life that hold these positions that are women. I want you to think about that because that's going to be key. And even in the position of children, so whether it could be a daughter or whether it could be a niece, someone that is a woman in your life, because typically for you, a woman that's in your life, not that they would have authority over you, but you will allow that woman to have her position of authority when it came to, correct?
Okay. Interesting.
I say correct. Is that correct? Can you see that to be true?
I'm not sure. Maybe I'm not seeing it right at the moment, but there isn't any women in my immediate life at the moment of any authority yet.
Well, let me rephrase that. I mean that they have to necessarily be of authority to you. But basically what I'm saying is that if there is a woman that is in your life, whether she's a friend, whether she's a mother, whether she's a sister, whether she's a daughter, then you're going to allow them to have a certain level of authority. And one of the things that is key for you, because you don't like to do this, is disappoint women. Is that true?
I don't like to disappoint anyone, but yeah, that would fall, yes.
Okay. Yes. I mean, it's not a trick question. I'm just trying to give you what I'm getting here. And then what the other portion of it, you mean the glass doors and being able to see out and open it up. And like you said, there was lightning going on. You see the clouds that are going on and all of these things that's going on. And what Spirit is saying is this: you walking into your new beginning. You're about to enter into a phase of your life that's going to be different. It's going to be completely different than any other time in your life. It doesn't mean you won't do those things that you love, but you're clearly going to see if you move to a place doing it now. Some things that you wouldn't normally do. If somebody were to go back and they were to say to you, "You do that now?" You kind of like, "Yeah, I just kind of, it's something I'm interested in." You'll find yourself sort of kind of going into those places. So whenever that comes upon you, that energy comes upon you to do something that maybe you haven't tried before or that you haven't done before, this is the time for you to explore those opportunities. So particularly when it comes to those things of relationship, when it comes to women, that's going to be key. Because generally you had a particular type of woman that you would used to be dating, but now you have women of all different places coming at you, and they're coming at you in a very unique way, and other relationships as well too, not just in relationships, but in things that you do, whether those are things that you do with your cooking or whether those things that you do in your spare time. All of these things are going to be about new beginnings for you. So really allow yourself to explore that and let your guard down a little bit. And so instead of standing at that glass door, you'll be able to walk completely through it. Because this is a new beginning time for you. And so that dream is really, really just giving you that energy to reflect on those things in the past. That's your awareness, the voices you're hearing, the women being angry, being upset. That's the past. And then those things of authority. So whatever those things are, authority, know that you have your own place of authority as well, too, and they have theirs. So you'll somehow find that balance there between whether it's something that you want to do or if it's some place you want to go. You're going to find that authority to be able to be in that place of balance, and then also know that you're about to step into that phase of new beginnings.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yep.
And quickly, and I'll let you go.
Yes.
You mentioned awareness, and I thought that was interesting because I stopped at that point. There was more that happened in the dream. But one of the other things that I've always had happen to me is that when I dream of certain places, and usually when I'm the most aware in those dreams,
mm-hmm.
it's always dark in a room or a building or a house. Yeah, I'll go over and switch on the light, but the light doesn't work. And it all bothered me. And so in one part of this dream, I was back in this house, and there was a gentleman who was nearby. I don't know who he was, but I couldn't hardly see anything and make out anything on the walls or the type of furniture. And I just got really upset, and I said, damn it, I have had enough of this. I need fucking light. And all of a sudden, all these light switches appear in front of me. I start hitting them all, and I hit one, and then the lights came on, and I was able to see everything clearly.
Beautiful. Well, that really just shows you your transformation there, which is excellent. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, someone once told me and is that people don't name themselves their names for nothing. And so your name in the chat room, you want to tell everybody what your name is?
Transform Man.
There it is. Transform Man. So I think that's an aha moment for you right there. And definitely that's what you've been doing. You've been transforming. The darkness really just represents your subconscious mind. So it isn't anything to fear with that. And typically one of the universal symbols for what is always about you is when we think about the house. You know, the house is symbolic of a temple. And so that's you within your temple when you're in the house. And so each part of the houses, and I know I talked about this in one of the shows that we did in the past, they represent where you are. You know, for instance, if you're in the basement, you know, that represents the subconscious mind. When you're in the attic, you know, it talks about these things, the closets, the bedrooms, the bathrooms, the kitchens, you know, all of these things. So your house is really your temple. And this is about you really bringing light to yourself and being able to do it. So in the dream, when you said, you know, enough of this, where's the damn light? And then all of a sudden the lights appeared and you were able to cut them on. So one of the things that you have constantly been working very hard to do, and that is transform. And so that's why you even named yourself that. You may have had another reason for naming it, but here you go right here. It shows up for you to let you know that you are what you say you are. You are transformed. So there you go. There you go. Very powerful dream. I love dreams. I love them. I love them.
Everybody's going to hate me, but one last Miss Blue, and that is there an address where that you have that we can send stuff to you?
It is. You know, if you really feel the need, you can email me and I will give you, just email me and I'll send it to you. Yeah, you can do that.
I'll do that. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that amazing dream there. That was really cool. I enjoyed listening to that. So, yeah, keep us informed. See, I always said, when you going to transform? See, you already transformed. Already transformed. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, wow. How cool was that? 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And we're just kind of, you know, just kind of hanging out, you guys, here. And We're just hanging out. So if you have something you want to share, you know, don't be shy. It's the remix. You can do that. And we'll do that. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 812. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. And if you have your computer speakers on, please turn them off.
Good evening, Miss Blue. This is Judd Arsenal calling from Columbus, Indiana. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Doing great, thank you. My question is, that little exercise that you had us do at the beginning where we extended our ankles and squeezed our butt cheeks, this is the first time I ever had this happen sitting in the chair. It usually happens when I'm laying down. It's like my legs get warm, and then I get this energy feeling that goes halfway up my back, and then sometimes I will just stop and let it stop there and not go away. What is that? What can I do with that? Could you just kind of explain what is that and what can I do and use with that?
Okay, real interesting there. So I want to make sure that I heard this correctly. You said that when you're stretching your toes and squeezing your gluteus maximus, you get this heat energy that's coming up your leg, and you want to know what you can do with that energy, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, two things. As I was saying before, the bottom of your feet, the sole of your feet, this is actually where the portal is, where you can actually where the first chakra energy first comes into the body. This is one of the portals where it actually comes into the body. And so what you can actually do is you can continuously take that energy that's rising within your legs, and you can move it throughout your body. You can do that. It's also a sign that there's circulation going on within your body. So if there's a part in your body, I would encourage you to take a couple of deep breaths in and out. And don't breathe the traditional way. Breathe in and out of your nose first, and then breathe in and out of your mouth. When we tend to breathe in and out of our nose, what we're doing is actually reaching deep down into our lungs. And that's really where all the blood and everything gets to moving around. And so take that energy and see if you can move that heat throughout your body, because that's really just healing energy going through you. And continuously to move that up and down your spine and move it through your body and just kind of play with it there.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. All right. Great question, you guys. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 225, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Ebony, caller from California.
Oh, greetings, Ebony, out in California. How's the weather out there?
It's pretty nice. It's pretty nice. Yeah, it's not as cold as I'm originally from Louisiana, so it's pretty nice out here compared to what I'll get from out there.
Okay. Oh, well, thanks for calling in. Did you have a question or something you wanted to share?
Yes. Well, this may sound a little strange, probably not for the Remix family, but recently I apparently astral projected to an island,
mm-hmm.
and at first it seemed like a dream, like I was just going there, but then a couple of days ago, my fiance brought me out to the island, and I could actually remember places and going into stores and seeing certain people, and all that to say, I really got a confirmation from that, and a deep spiritual confirmation, and I kind of know what I got from it. I understand what happened, but now that I'm back at home and I'm back to reality, per se, it's like, okay, I know these things. I know these things are real, but where do I go from there? I guess I'm kind of still in shock. So I wanted to know, what do you see around me? What energies do you pick up from me? And what do you think, what do you see be, what do you think I should be working on from, what are you picking up from me?
Let's see, Ebony. Let's see. I'm trying not to be in the chat room. I'm really trying my best. I'm sorry. Give me a minute here. So let's see. What energy do I pick up around you, and what should you be working on? A couple of things, and this will be just a little bit of things that I can actually give you. To get the full detail, I would suggest that you contact me to get a reading. But I'll share some things with you right now, Ebony, that could be very, very helpful for you. One of the things that is happening for you right now, I don't know if you heard the call from the brother, the first brother that I did, Transform Man, and I talked to him about how he's actually in that stage of new beginnings for him. Well, you're kind of in that stage of completion. There are some things in your life that need to be completed. They need to sort of kind of come to the place where you can wrap them up and sort of kind of bring them to somewhat of a closure, you know, somewhat of a closure at this particular time. If there is something that I should say that you could be working on, and that is, if you can understand this, and I'm probably speaking a little abstract, but I won't get too personal with you at this time, but I will say it at this time, is really begin to work on those things of your shadow side. You know, those things about Ebony that maybe people don't know that goes on an internal level, those things that you're still dealing with, those things that you're still trying to bring to a closure. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Yes. This is what Spirit is saying at this particular time. These are some things for you to begin to work on. When I see the color that's in your energy, I see the color black. Now, most people would say black. What does that mean? Is that a dark color? Is it a color? Well, black is really, really about melanin. It's about melanin. It's about life force energy. It's about chi. It's also about sophistication. And as somebody, Transform Man, is saying in the chat room, black is light. It is light. It encompasses all of the colors of the light in it. And so this is the color that I see around you at this particular time. It is sort of that color of chaos. And so sometimes when, and particularly for you, you've gone through these stages where you can get yourself out of the chaos, but it seems like when you come back home and you're sort of settling down, then the chaos is there. But chaos could actually be a good thing, because chaos is also about stepping into the unknown. It's about an opportunity to change. It's an opportunity to do things different. And it's about doorway opening up for you. So this is what this is about. And so the other thing that I see for you, and I want to tell you that you're moving in this direction. Of course, you always have free will. But one of the things that I see of happening in a couple of months from now, I suck when it comes to time. I'm going to be completely honest with you, Ebony. I really suck. But I can give you some time frames. I'd say within the next couple of months, somewhere around the first of the year, what's going to happen is you're going to be coming into the time of fulfillment of wishes. These are the things that you wish for. These are your dreams. These are the things that you dream about. This is the magic that's happening in your life. And this is what you're going to be coming into. These dreams are going to be fulfilled for you. So what has to happen in order for you to move yourself into that position? You really have to complete those things that need to be completed. Some of them are pretty tough for you to face, and some of them you're not sure how they're going to turn out, but know that everything is going to work itself out, but you do need to bring those things to a completion. That's going to be number one. The other thing is really begin to come from that position of your heart, because you have a hard time trusting people. That's a big issue for you, correct?
definitely.
Yeah. It's a big, big issue. So coming from that position of trust, and really how you're going to begin to get into that trust is how you're going to start to trust Ebony first. So the first line of trust that you're going to give that to is yourself. And once you give that to yourself and you're coming to the position of your fourth chakra, which is the heart, and you can begin to get into that energy there. Surround yourself with as much of the color green as possible. You know, get outside, get into nature, you know, drink some green juice, you know, eat a green apple, wear a green shirt, because this is also the color that really just helps to exert that energy, and it will exemplify itself into your aura, the color of green light, which will illuminate from your heart, and it will be that reminder for you to come from that position of leaving your mind and actually coming into your heart. And once you do that, then you will begin to fulfill all of your wishes and all of your dreams.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
All right. You're welcome. So email me, and we'll talk more about that. But thanks for sharing that. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So great, great deal. It's always great, especially going through different stages, especially those of, yes, you can burn a green candle, too. You do. You can do that, too. So great call there. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 612. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Obsidian. How you doing, Miss Blue? Peace. Peace, everybody.
Peace and greetings, Obsidian.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to say I love your show. I've been listening to it for probably 3 or 4 months, and it's really been helping me. You know, sort through a lot of things that's been going on with me. But I just wanted to, I'm kind of like in a place where I'm trying to figure out what I need to be doing. Like, you know, as far as career wise, I've done a lot of things. You know, I was a realtor. I have a HVAC license. I mean, you know, I have a lot of certifications, but I just don't feel like that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I feel like it's something, you know, that's more for me, and I'm just kind of stuck right now. That's how I feel. So I just wanted to get some insight from you.
Oh, yes. Yes, and thank you, and definitely thank you for Transform, man, it's crazy. hold on a second. I think somebody needs me to help them really quick here. Let me see. Yeah, they need me to help them real quick. Okay, let me help them. Okay, so now I'm back. Of course, this will be a short reading. You know, to get a full one, contact me if you haven't already, and I can go into more details for this. But I'll tell you immediately the first thing that comes up whenever I get into your energy, Obsidian. The first thing that happens when I come into your energy is that I see the color blue. And, of course, you know me, Miss Blue. I love
Miss
the color blue. I love the color blue because blue is about, it's about truth. It's about spirituality. It's about breathing. And it's about life. It's about life. And that's the position where you are. You are seeking for your truth, like you said. You've done all of these things. Know that all of those things that you've done is preparing you for the work that you're going to do. Now, that's a saying that has been said to me many times, and I'll now pass that on and say that to you. But the number one thing that Spirit is telling me for you is that what is required of you at this particular time is rest and rejuvenation.
Okay.
Rest and rejuvenation. Now, when I say rest and rejuvenation, I'm not talking about don't go to work on Monday. I'm not talking about don't get up and take a shower. I'm not talking about that kind of rest. But I'm talking about your mind, because when I'm in your energy, I feel so much movement. I just want to get up and run around the room right now because your mind is very active. Like you said, it's so much going on. And so the position that I want you to begin to work with is I want you to work with your sixth chakra, which is about your third eye. I want you to work with that particular area, work with your third eye. Brother Bobby Hemmett has an excellent package that can help you with the mirror package that can actually help you work with your third eye. If you don't have Brother Panic's Panic Pack, that's excellent as well, too, for opening up those things of the pineal gland and the third eye. Yours is already open, but now I want you to open it, and I want you to relax with it, and I want you to rest. Be in the position. I want you to switch and just kind of follow yourself over to the holistic side of your brain. And just absolutely no expectations, because you're a man of expectations. You're a man of standards. And I want you to keep those standards. But when it comes to you, Obsidian, I want you to let down. I want you to let down that level. I want you to release it from yourself and sort of kind of look at yourself as an artist that's starting out with a clean slate. You're not actually in the stage of beginning, but you're actually in the stage of manifestation. And when you get into this cycle of manifestation, what's so important about manifesting is that anything that you actually begin to give energy to, this is what you're creating more of.
Okay.
You see, so if, i.e., you are confused about what it is you're supposed to be doing and you focus on that, you're just going to become more confused. So what Spirit is saying is just relax, release, and just rejuvenate. It's time for you to do that. You've earned this spot. You understand? Before you move on to this next phase, you earn this spot to just rest when it comes with it. Know that it is there. Know that it will show up for you. Again, I don't really have to worry about you when it comes to your lower chakras for you to work with that particular area. You kind of have that. Those are where they need to be. But I want you to work with the third eye. And how you begin to work with the third eye, you have to get yourself in the complete stage of receiving. You see?
Okay.
Receiving without any expectation. And one of the things that Spirit promises that will be revealed to you is that you will be able to connect with your higher self. And all of those things, those possibilities, the next right action will be shown to you. It'll be shown to you. You see, it's kind of like driving down the freeway. If you're going 75 miles an hour, how can you see the little turn? You can't, because you're going too fast. So this is just about slowing down. It's about relaxing. It's about enjoying. This is the time that you really sit back and you just enjoy. Enjoy. Yeah. Okay.
All right. That sounds great. All right. I thank you. I thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
I'm going to keep listening.
All right. Peace and blessings.
Right,
you got to
right.
let
Peace.
Us know how it turns out. Peace.
Yes, ma'am. I will. All right.
Beautiful. Love that. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 901. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Shirley. I'm calling from Virginia Beach. This is my first time calling, and I'm very new to this. I'm having a problem with dreaming. I'm not going to say how old I am, but I can literally count on one hand the number of times I've been able to remember my dreams. So I've been listening to your show, listening to the archives with Brother Panic, and I'm trying to get some information on how I can remember my dreams. I know that I do dream. I've been told that I talk in my sleep. I want to be able to recall those. I want to be able to astral travel and to do, you know, all this other, these experience, all these other things that people have been talking about. Also, I feel like the other caller was saying they kind of feel like they're everywhere. He's done this, done that. But I always go back to, like, service-related type things, like counseling. It just comes natural to me. And also healing type things, like, you know, if you're sick, I'm really into trying to find natural remedies to help people with that. So I want to know if I'm on the right path with that, and also to expound on that so I can, I guess, go deeper, you know, and find out what is coming to me in my dreams that I cannot remember.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot going on. A beautiful lot. But it's a lot going on. You can definitely, one of the things, I'm going to give you some things for you to take away here today. And tell me your name again. Is it Shirley?
Shirley.
Shirley. Okay, Shirley. Mm-hmm. Tell me, Shirley, some of the things you can take away. But remember, this is not a full reading. This is just a fraction of what I can give you. But it is some things you can. You can always contact me so that you can get a full reading from me. But some of the things that I want you to think about when it comes to dreaming, I know you've listened to some of the shows. There's quite a few things that you can do. With dreams, here's something that's key, and I know I've said this on a show before, but I'll go ahead and say it here again so everybody can really be clear on this. It is good to remember dreams. That is important because it really is sort of helping us with keys to unlock things. And those keys, it's really like us doing divination on ourselves. It's really helping us to do divination on ourselves. So it's important to remember your dreams. But the great thing about it is even if you don't remember your dream at all, your subconscious mind is decoding it anyway. That's okay. One. That's one thing. Now, for remembering dreams, remember the experience is what you want to get. This is what is key. It is the emotion. You definitely, and someone just took the words right out of my mouth right there, KT7, you want to keep a notebook by your bed. Two things that's key. When you wake up in the morning, before your feet touch the ground, I want you to just lay in the bed. Just relax, gently open your eyes, don't jump up right away, and I want you to really note what you're feeling. That feeling, that emotion is what you want. That's more important than any word that you can write down. You know how some mornings you wake up and you know you had an amazing dream, but you can't remember nothing, but you feel great.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel amazing. That's just as important, I feel, sometimes in some cases, even more important than remembering the dream.
Okay.
You want to make sure that you're constantly writing in your dream journal. I believe this wholeheartedly. So even if you can't remember your dreams, even when I don't remember them, I write down what it is I am feeling. So what you're feeling, you're going to note that as well, too.
Okay.
You're going to note down what you're feeling. So, for instance, if you wake up and you just have this sense of joy, you can notice how your body feels, you know? Notice your sensitivity, you know? How does that feel? You know, do you feel warm? Do you feel cold? How does the covers feel on you? You know, how does the light feel coming on you? How are you feeling? You need to take note of that as well, too.
Okay.
And then also, let's back up just a little bit. Go to bed with an intention. Say to yourself, you know, Brother Panic talked about this on one show about I will. When his mother told him, you will not pee the bed. You will not pee the bed. That was a crazy show. But anyway, you want to constantly say these things to yourself. I will remember my dream. I will remember my dream. Before you go to sleep, set that intention for yourself.
Okay.
And then begin to write, because remember, spirit also moves on written word. And sometimes you may not can remember your dream, but you start to write and all of these things will begin to channel itself through you and you'll just continue writing and you won't even know where the story is coming from or where it's coming from. This is actually going to come out.
Okay.
So it's about that follow through, about doing that. And then set yourself up for a good position. You know, one of the things that you can actually do, you can take a glass of water and place it next to your bed. You can actually sleep with a crystal. And this crystal is really great to sleep with. You can also sleep with a clear quartz crystal underneath your pillow. All of these things you can begin to sleep with and sleep with underneath your pillow. And you can begin to sort of set that intention as well. For you to do that. This is going to help you with your dream. As far as you moving on your path, I think you're definitely in the right position. You're moving in the right position. I see that clearly for you. If I could give you one thing for you to begin to think about and the energy that comes up with you at this particular time, and I see this in sort of a numeric order for you, I see the number 11. And so the number 11, if you can think about it, it's sort of that gateway. So this is you walking through that gateway. But also, two things can happen. You can either walk through the gateway or you can be divided. And so this is an important time that you begin to start your day. And anybody out there listening, this is great for you to take away as well, too. Start your day with an intention.
Okay.
Have an intention and begin to do that. And if you haven't had a chance to check out something that you may find very useful for you is the audiobook, because my audio workbook, I have what's called a session in there, which is session one, I believe, and it's creation magic. And it's about how you can create magic in your life, understanding those things of signs and symbols, about tapping into the subconscious mind and how you can use that for everyday magic and really beginning to work the inner oracle within you, which is about juicy juices and rotten apples. And that's in there too. And also all kinds of other goodies. So that may be something really great that you want to check out. That's available instantly. You just go to missblueblast.com and it's the Know Your Magic audio workbook, the Psycho Sexy Cool audio workbook that you get to do. And it's about you sort of doing life on your terms and finding it in your way. So that'll be something great for you to use as well, too.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate it. I love the show.
All right. Well, thank you. Definitely love for you to listen. Let me know how it goes. So stay close and email me as well.
I will. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and blessings. Oh, wow. How cool was that? That was great. So now we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 360. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Miss Blue. This is Jamar calling in for the Seattle area. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Jamar?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm hanging in there. I'm just kind of doing things my way, you know?
Yes, as we all should be.
True, true. Listen, I've been having some serious challenges concerning this move coming up for me. And I was wondering if you had any insight that you can shed on me concerning that. It's really been kind of like a battle, you know, overcoming a lot of challenges. But I do see me winning in the end.
Well, instantly, I begin to talk. One of the things that I actually actually came up for you as you begin to speak is I seen the color red.
Okay.
So the color red really is an interesting color. As you begin to speak, I could actually hear the color red. The color red has a lot to do with passion, and it has a lot to do with drive, and that has a lot to do with you as well, too. I sort of kind of see you sort of sailing out on this ship, like you've kind of taken yourself on this sort of voyage. And you're out sailing on this ship. And this is about positive movement forward, Spirit is saying. So you're moving in a positive direction, and you are moving forward, even though sometimes it seems like you're sort of kind of coming backwards, but you're not. You're actually coming to that place of going forward. And then the other thing that really came up for you is destiny. Is destiny. And destiny, you know, is really the opposite of what is faith. And so you have a lot of things that are going on around you in your life that is faith. But what Spirit is saying is that you have the opportunity to turn them into destiny. Turn them into destiny. And how you will do that is by exercising your free will. So it's interesting that you came on and you said that you're actually doing life your way. So you affirm that, not only for yourself, but also what I picked up in spirit. So this is about you using your free will. And so a lot of times when things come up, what you can begin to ask yourself a question, is this my faith? Or is this destiny? And if you feel it is destiny, I want you to check yourself and see if you have invoked your free will into it. Because if you haven't, it's just a situation that is faith. And you can change the outcome with your destiny by using your free will of how you choose to respond to the situation and what is going on.
So continue to, like, maintain control over what I'm doing?
Well, I mean, I think on some levels we all have the opportunity to be have control over what we're doing. But I'm very careful about that word control because your free will stops where someone else's begin.
They're very true.
You see, so when we say control, yes, yes and no. You understand, like your control won't extend itself past your free will because we're talking about what you can do, not what you can do to others.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, that does, definitely.
So if there were some things for you to take away, definitely you are moving forward in a positive direction. Continue to work on those things as they relate to those issues that are connected with your first chakra, those things, especially when it comes to those things of stability, because that's a big one for you.
Yes.
It's a big one for you. And you really don't like change.
Yes and no.
You really don't like change. Come on, tell the truth. You really don't. Not unless it's something you really want to do. You don't like change. I mean, come on. You don't, you know. I'm not going to go to get too personal, but I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, I know you do. So this is about your destiny, and it is about living life on your terms, and you do get the free will to do that. So always know that you have choices and you have options, even in situations where it looks like there is none. Know that you have it.
Excellent.
Yes, you
have. Thank you, Ms. Blue. Beautiful person, beautiful show. It's so rich. I really enjoy it.
Oh, well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing. And email me and let me know how that turns out as well.
Definitely.
All right. Peace and blessings to you.
Peace.
All right. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 973. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Ms. Blue.
Peace.
How you doing? And me, Ms. Family. I've been listening to your show for about 3 months now, maybe four. But I went to the archives and listening to the archives. I've been probably miss work messing with them archives for real.
Oh.
took a couple of days off, man. I couldn't stop. But I had a question. I'm trying to I am building an altar, right? Mm-hmm. I do meditate, and this is my first time building an altar. I'm trying to get to that gateway because I was dreaming when I was younger, and I'm dreaming now, obviously. But I'm trying to get back into that part when I was flying, you know, because I used to have a lot of flying dreams.
Right.
And I'm trying to take myself back to this. So, you know, now I'm working on the altar and maybe trying to get that gateway. And, you know, I'm just wanting some input on, you know, how can I start a altar? Like some things.
Yes. You can actually start an altar doing many different things. I want to tell you an excellent show, if you didn't listen to this, Brother Panic did, where he actually went step by step telling you many ways that you can actually set up an altar, what an altar is used for, and how you can begin to connect yourself with an altar. And that show was done maybe 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, and it was how to connect with spirits. And in that particular show, we kind of go through the whole thing about how to set up an altar, what an altar is used for, the significance of the altar, and everything. And Brother Panic goes into that step by step. Setting up an altar, it doesn't have to be sometimes, you know, people will see pictures of different altars or see people's altar and they think that it has to be this grand thing. I want to take you back to a show that I did on sacred spaces. And one of the things that I want you to know is that wherever you reside, wherever your home is, that is an altar as well. Whenever you cross that threshold from the entrance of your door coming into your sacred space, you are crossing the threshold. So actually, I want you to look at this in two ways, and I don't want to confuse you. I'm going to get to the point of the altar that you're talking about.
I'm getting the point.
Okay. Know that everything in your sacred space, I don't care how big it is, and I don't care how small it is, in your house where you live is your altar.
That's correct.
That's an altar. From the time that you walk in your front door, that's your altar. So whether you live in a house by yourself or whether you live in a house with 50 people, that's your altar. You feel me, right?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Yeah, because I see a lot of stuff going on over there.
yeah, you know, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, trying to get into the dream realm, and like, if you know, sleeping, like, you know, I want to know if you sleep with somebody, does that have an effect on your dreams? Like, were you trying to take yourself to, or is that like to us just zone out to like another room?
That's a tricky question. It can have an effect. Now, let me clarify, because see, you know, the Remix family, we're a little special, and Miss Blue, I'm really the special of the special. When you say sleeping with someone, are you talking about being intimate with someone, or are you just talking about laying in the bed next to them?
No, my wife.
Okay.
My wife, my child, you know, that nature.
Well, it doesn't impact you to that level, but it can. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
of course, that energy is there, and it can. Now, as far as you, I'll tell you some things that's coming up from you at this particular time, and I want you to tell me how this relates to you. When I get in your energy, the immediate thing that sort of kind of hits me at the door is about discontent and boredom. I feel like you're bored.
Well, I'm like, you know, I like to tap in. I like to be on the spiritual aspect of things. So I do get bored with things. You know, that's why I tap into the Remix. I don't get bored.
Okay. So that's a true answer. Okay.
Yeah,
so now what spirit is saying, what has to happen for you, and you're starting in the perfect place. And I didn't catch your name. What was your name, by the way? And
Joaquin.
You can use Joaquin?
I come on as Wagavelli on there.
Oh, okay, Joaquin.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really say much.
That's all right. It's all right. Sometimes saying nothing is saying the most. So it's all good. So the first thing that you should be doing, and you're doing this, so I just want to kind of give you some confirmation from spirit here, and this is about a firm foundation, and setting up your altar is setting you up for a firm foundation. This is true. So you're in the perfect place of doing that. So you're right on track. You're also in the stage, like the other, I think it was your sister that called in, you're in the stage of manifesting, which is a really cool phase. You know, this is sort of one of those psycho, sexy kind of cool phases that you're in. So that means that whatever you give energy to is what you're going to be creating. And you'll notice that that creation is going to happen pretty fast.
Yeah, I'm noticing that very.
It's going to happen pretty fast. So it is important that you do sort of kind of be that gatekeeper over your thoughts and where you are. I do see a firm foundation for you. A firm foundation is going to be important for you because sometimes you tend to kind of be an extremist. And you're one of those people that if you fixate yourself on something, then you can forget it because you're getting ready to pull out all stops and you're not going to stop until you get there. Is that true? That's true.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say something my man was talking about with the tree. And I'm making that connection with my tree that I have in my backyard, too. It's a pine tree. And, you know, and I was just wanted to input on him as far as saying, you know, grabbing a piece from the tree. You know, like I collect sap from the tree,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because it creates sap. So, you know, I can link up with that. Even rub
it's
it on my,
pine.
Even rub it on my, your first eye, your third eye.
Mm-hmm.
Rub some of that on there, you know. Just to bring some input into that.
Yes, yes.
Because I'm an earthly person, so I connect with that. So.
Yes, and four is also about earthly energy. So there you go, too. That's excellent as well, too. But, yes, it's about that foundation. So when it comes to setting up your altar, you can start out by those things that are connected with you. So it can be a picture of perhaps maybe an ancestor. You can put some statues on there, things that is connected to you. You can put those things on there as well too. Pictures of yourself, your family, you can put them on there. Things that is connected with you, you can have your crystals there. You can put all of these different things on your you can put all of these different things on your altar. It can be as, you know, put it there. But one of the things that I do want to make very, very key is that our sacred space, our home, where we live, that whole thing, everything in there, that's your altar too. That's the huge altar. The first altar being your temple, being your body, that's an altar as well too. So all of these things are altars as well, but you can definitely go back and listen to that show in the archive. It's some great gems that Brother Panic dropped in that show, showing you step by step how to put these things into the altar. The altar is where you connect yourself between yourself and also the spiritual realm, and being able to tap into those energies. Because what you're doing all of this for, or I should say, what you should be doing all of this for, is to connect with that higher energy within yourself and the divine. That's what this is for. You see?
That's true.
That's what you're doing this for, so that you can connect with that higher part of yourself. That's what that's for. So all the other woo-woo stuff, astral traveling, you go to the astral world every single night. So whether you know it or not, you're in the astral. And as far as you doing the traveling and doing all of those things will come for you. Really, really, again, yourself. I really don't have to worry about the upper chakras with you, which are those things of the third eye and different things of that nature. But I do have to focus on that area when it comes to foundations for you. I don't believe in balance per se. And let me tell you why I don't believe in that balance, because there's going to be times in your life where the most important thing that is going on for you is actually going to be what is going on with your family, your wife, and your children. That's going to be the most important thing in your life. And so everything else is going to be out of balance. You understand? And then there's going to be times when you need to put all of your focus on yourself and developing who you are and getting yourself where you need to be. And that's going to be the most important thing. There are times actually in my life when my work had to be the most important thing. It doesn't mean I don't love my children. It doesn't mean I don't care about friends and family. But at that particular time, that's what I had to focus on so that I can take care of those other things that are in my life. And so I think we drive ourselves psycho, not in a good way, trying to find this damn balance. And sometimes it's just not going to happen. I had to learn that about myself as well, too. You know what I mean? I had to learn that some nights when I come home, I'm just not going to clean the dishes. I'm just not. You understand? After I've been working, doing my job and spend time with my daughter and then do sessions all day and ready for the shows on the weekend, I'm not going to do the dishes. I just had to tell myself that that's going to be out of balance. And so when I wake up the next morning and, you know, my daughter's like, oh, you didn't clean. No, I didn't clean the kitchen. Sometimes things are going to have to be out of balance. Sometimes I have to tell her, not right now. Mommy's going to get you in a minute. You understand? That's not showing no love. That's showing that we are human and that that is not balance. You understand? To be in balance is really to be out of balance. It
is. I understand.
You understand? How can I divide myself with those that I love and the work that I love to do? How can I do that? That's impossible to do. And so I share this with you because you too, my brother, I see you struggling with this thing of balance. And I see you trying to put it into perspective, you know, trying to give that love that you want to give to those that are close to you, trying to do your work, and then also trying to do your own personal studies and trying to balance that out.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. So, you know, just sometimes we have to write those notes. Sometimes we have to pick up that phone and say, I'm sorry. I know I said I was going to get back with you, but I just couldn't do it. You know, sometimes we have to just say, tonight I'm going to bed early. You know, sometimes I put a post on Facebook once and I said, you know, I'm going to sit in the bed and I'm going to watch television and I'm going to eat a bowl of blueberries and I'm not going to share and I'm not going to feel bad about it. Sometimes we just got to do that. And so, you know, it's about you building this firm foundation and making sure that you stay grounded, because this is what the show has been about tonight, about being grounded. And you are one that needs to stay grounded. So that old saying that used to come on, I think it was the Casey Kasem when he used to do the countdown. He used to say, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do. Keep your feet planted on the ground. So like I said, when I get in your energy, I don't have to worry about any of the spiritual things because you got that. Those upper chakras, you're good with that. But what's going to happen is I worry about those things that are in those lower chakras for you. So firm foundations for you. I want you to work on that. Work on those first chakra, second chakra, third chakra. Those are the things I want you to begin to work on, and definitely building I'm reading something in the chat room, which I should never do, by the way. Which I should never do. But anyway, you know, really working on those things that is connected to the root and to the core of you, and really keeping that firm foundation, you see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will work on that, though. I've been working on the first, second, and third chakras. I'm getting them. Yeah, and that's funny, too, because, you know, you were talking about the exercises with the first, with the soles and the foot.
Yes.
So I'm going to definitely try that out.
Oh, yes. Do that. And you know what? Let me tell you something that would be psycho sexy and cool. If you and your wife get together and you would be on one side, you would be on the other with the towel in the middle, you guys put it into a ball, and then you both use your toes to stretch it out. I think that would be the cutest thing in the world. Yeah. Yes, do that together and then come back and let us know how
it
is.
That's a good idea. I will. Well, I appreciate that, Ms. Blue.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. Excellent, excellent question.
You're welcome. All right, peace.
Peace and love.
Love.
Oh, that's so great. So you guys, find your tea partner, get you the towel, and then I want you to do the ball exercise as well. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1. You know, only in the remix can we say we're going to be talking about funky, spicy, sacred spaces and start doing all kinds of other stuff. But it's all cool. I think we're still doing that as well, too, in our own way. We're kind of remixing it, and which is what we do. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 440. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
This is Stephanie calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, greetings, Stephanie.
I have a few questions about something. Like, I'm in a place where I just need to begin healing on general terms and in like different kinds of things and all.
Oh, yes.
I just need to begin healing on a lot of things. Because, like, I'm in a place in my life where I can make a complete turnaround and can start completely fresh. I know that. But I'm not – well, I have a general idea of where I'm supposed to start, yet I'm still unsure. I want to know what you pick up from me.
Well, Stephanie. Well, Stephanie. Okay, couple of things. Of course. course, you know, I'm not going to be able to give you a full reading right here, but I'll give you a piece of some things that I can tell you to begin to work on. And of course, you can always contact me. One of the things that I love, and particularly about those things of the readings that I do, whether it's the sacred session, the Akashic record reading, or the God Goddess Numerica Akashic record reading, is things that you can use for the rest of your life. You can use that for the rest of your life, as well as the audio workbook, the Go Sexy Cool audio workbook, because it has things in there you can use no matter what phase, what cycle, where you are in your life. You continuously work with that energy. The first thing that I pick up from you, Stephanie, and I know you're going to be able to take this, and I know you're open to receive this message, and I sit to you with love, and we'll talk about what we can hear. But this is really where you are. You're in that place where Spirit is saying you're in the place of truth. You're in the place of truth. And that's kind of a tough pill, you know, for you on some levels. Not that you've been untruthful to people per se, but really this is about Stephanie being truthful to Stephanie. Did I make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so what Spirit is saying right now is that this is the opportunity for you to really get yourself in a position where you have made so many different sacrifices when it came to your own truth for everybody else but yourself. But yourself. So now it's time for you to begin and give the energy that you so willing, that you so honestly gave to everyone else to give it to yourself. It's time for you to begin to make these sacrifices for yourself. And not in the position of just trying to discover where you are. Not so much, because you're saying, you know, you're not sure what you're supposed to be doing. And I'm getting a lot of things here, so forgive me. So I'm trying to kind of But not so much for that. I'll tell you, one of the things that does your heart so well, and one of the things that makes you thrive, and it really just kind of lights up your world, is about recognition and reward. Correct?
Correct.
When I get in your energy, Stephanie, I feel that you're sort of kind of screaming to be recognized, to be acknowledged for what you've done. And you haven't got that in the past, correct?
Correct.
And so Spirit's saying now it's time for you to move into that place of truth, so that you can begin to see your rewards, so you can begin to get that recognition, not necessarily from yourself, but get that from people around you. But this is also going to be the time that you also are going to have to sort of leave some of those people behind, that these relationships that don't serve you anymore.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So here's an exercise that you can actually do. And for any of you out there listening, you can do this as well, too. I'm going to take some time, you know, kind of get in your sacred space. And you may put on some funky music, and you may want to burn some real spicy scents, you know, light you some spicy candles. And then I want you to write down number from 1 to 7, and I want you to begin to ask yourself the question, what is true for Stephanie? And I want you to write 7 things that is true for you down. So, for instance, if you say, what is true for me is that I love being loved. You love love, don't you, Stephanie?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you are. Definitely came back to the planet to be in the school of love. So I want you to write down, I love love. That's a truth for you. I want you to write that down. And then I want you to look at not just those things that are positive, but really those things that you know that you're vulnerable to. that you know that you have some insecurities with those things, I want you to write them down as well too. And then I want you to tape that up all throughout your house. I want you to get, you know, these are some of the exercises that's in the audio workbook. It's where you just go psycho with this. And I want you to paste this up, put it at your computer, put it in front of the bathroom mirror, put it in the kitchen, you know, when you come in your room, put it by your door. And I want you to constantly look at that list. Really begin to work with that list so you can begin to recognize your truth. Because what has happened throughout the relationships, throughout the things that you've been through, you sort of lost your truth. And some
that
of what
exactly where I, that sounds so true, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you've lost your truth, so you got to find it, and you can find it. So once you begin to see that, you're going to know it. And what's going to happen, Stephanie, is whenever something that comes up that is not true for you, you're going to instantly know it. You're going to know it. It's going to be like a red flag, like, whoop, that's not a truth for me. There's no need for me entertaining that. It's not a truth for me. And you'll know it. And that confidence, that reward that you'll get, and that recognition that you'll get is going to come from you, and you're going to see that that's greater than any recognition that anybody else could have ever given you in your life.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So email me because I want to know all about Stephanie and her truth.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That was beautiful. Okay, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Feel free to call in. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in area code 972. 972? 972. I don't think we can hear. I don't think we can hear 972. 972, if you're calling in, a lot of static on the line, please call back, okay? We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 405. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. My name is Kamita. I'm calling from Oklahoma. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. I have a question. I've been concerning myself lately with, like, spiritual and evolvement. And I've just started an altar, and I want to know what some of the things that I can do to kind of, you know, get some action or, you know, some results out of what I'm just starting to do.
Okay. Well, first, tell me what you're trying to do.
Well, I'm trying to do spirit contact with my ancestors for guidance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you this. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but like I told the other caller, I think this is definitely one of the things you want to do. There's a show that Brother Panic did of Communicate with Spirits that really goes into all of that. You can go back and listen to that in the archive. That's going to be very helpful for you. And also, I'll just share some things with you as well, too. One of the number one things, and what was your name again? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
Kamita.
Kamita?
Yes.
Beautiful name. One of the things that you can do is you can actually take a picture if you're trying to communicate with your ancestor. Focus your energy on their picture. If you have their picture on the altar, and you can begin to focus your energy on that. And you really can just begin to ask before you get ready to go to sleep for them to come to you, whatever it is that you're wanting. One of the things, though, I'll be very honest with you, that I picked up in your energy, it has to do with you sort of kind of having sort of this heartache. I feel your heart very heavy, and I feel emotional loss for you. Like you're really sort of in that place where it's kind of hard for you to really kind of get a grasp on your emotions. Is this correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I definitely want to say this to you because I see so much love energy that is around you as well, too. And, you know, one of the things that I will tell you is this, is that don't lose faith. Don't lose hope. Because you will be able to see this through your spiritual eyes. And this is a big part of what is actually driving you at this particular time. The number one thing Spirit is saying is to have patience with it. Because I see you and I kind of see you with your hand over your heart. And this is actually an excellent exercise that if you're in the position where you can do this right now, I want you to take your hand and I want you to begin to put your hand and place your hand over your heart.
Okay.
And as you place your hand over your heart, I want you to begin to take a couple of deep breaths in and out and breathe into that space of your heart, really just affirming that love flows through you and it flows around you and you give and you receive love. So don't shut that portal of your emotions off. Allow yourself to go through those different phases of emotions, you know, and on those days when you feel that there is sadness around you, because I feel that somewhat in your energy, I want you to begin to place your hand over your heart and affirm those things and really begin to breathe into that space of your heart and release all of those things of sadness without you. To have that, yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And have patience. Have patience because I really see this situation coming to light for you and you really getting more of a spiritual understanding of what happened somewhere within the next 2 weeks or so.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for your information.
Okay. All right. So let me know how it goes. So peace and love to you.
Peace and love to you also. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So next, we're going to go to the next caller is calling from area code 973. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 973?
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hi, Ms. Blue. It's Aisha in New Jersey.
Hi, Aisha. How are you?
I'm good. You did a reading on me a little over a year ago, and I ordered the Know Your Magic workbook, but I need some guidance as to what direction to go in. I just have a lot of indecision in my life right now, and I'm just feel like I have information overload. So, just calling for some guidance.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. I can definitely give you some guidance on that as well. One of the things that I see right now is I see this issue of conflict and defeat. When I get in your energy, that's how I feel. You feel like you've been defeated. And it's because your exterior world is not reflecting your interior world, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And, well, here's one of the things that I want to share with you, is that you're in the cycle of change at this particular time. And so you're going through a lot of changes. And so a lot of times when that happens, you're not able to really, really begin to see what is really going on. So it becomes sort of a conflict of what is it that you really, what is real for you. So you're in this state where what you think is real is really, you're questioning, is this really real? What is real? Is this really real or is that really real? And the answer to it is that it, whatever you choose it to be is real, you see. But I want you to begin to work with those things of the solar plex chakra. Because when I get in your energy, what I see is immediately I am almost blinded by the light of the color yellow. And the color yellow has a lot to do with judgment.
Okay.
And right now, I feel as though what is going on with you has a lot to do with judgment, correct?
Yes.
Yes. And about you being judged, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yes, and you sort of kind of feel defeated at this particular point, and it feels like it has a lot to do with conflict. But the main thing that I want you to do right now is sort of what I call having sort of what I call a blueprint party, and I've talked about this before. And this is where you begin to celebrate, you know, begin to celebrate. I want you to sit down, write yourself a letter, get in your sacred space, and I want you to begin to write yourself a letter. And actually, if you have the audio workbook, it's going to be very good for you to go through this. One of the things about the audio workbook, and I have heard so many of you tell me this, and a lot of you are only on part two, and it's been weeks, because it is a lot of work. It is a workbook, and I make that very clear. It's not one of those audio tapes that you just listen, and you get to hear how smart I am, and I get to throw around big words and phases. That's not what it's about. This is about you getting into doing your alchemy and about you getting into knowing your magic. That's exactly where it is. So I want you to begin to write down a perfect day in your life. So if you were to wake up tomorrow and from start to finish, from the time that you open your eyes till you lay back down in the bed, what is a perfect day like? I want you to begin to write that. After you write that down, I want you to spend some time in that energy and to think about that, begin to reflect on that and think about it. No, you know, don't take yourself into a greedy space, and you know, you don't have to set aside no special time. I want you just to begin to work with that energy. Go back over it, read over it, read over what a perfect day is for you. Because what is happening now, this is all about the difference between what a belief you have and what you're actually believing. And so now you need to get back into rejoicing and celebrating on what you actually are believing.
Okay.
And the only way you're going to do that is if you see it. If you begin to take your thought and make it matter, and you make it matter by writing it down. That's how you're going to bring it into the manifestation. And I want you to do that. And then I want you to slowly just take some time and do something fun. Make sure you put that in there as well too. Do something fun that you enjoy doing. And when it comes to the judgment, because I see yellow light in your energy, I want you to stop judging. Stop judging yourself, because you're so hard on yourself. Stop judging yourself. And people will stop judging you.
Okay.
Don't make that a part of that. And so know that that energy will pass for you, because you're in the cycle of change. So it is going to be some changes that's going to be coming up for you. Some big changes.
Okay.
Some good changes. And then I want you to go back to the audio workbook, and I want you to just, your focus is not to get through this quickly. It's to just do session one. Start with session one. Start with that and just allow your energy to go through that, to go through that lesson.
Okay.
You're welcome. And then let me know how that goes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love to you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Okay. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 210. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 210? Okay. I guess 210 is not saying nothing. Let's see. Going to the next caller calling in from area. Oh, well, why didn't you say nothing? Let me go back. Area code 210, you're live in a remix. I can't hear you. So maybe you have us on mute. Oh, okay. Well, we'll go
Hello?
To. Yes, greetings.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't take you off mute. I'm sorry. It's Felix, Healing Waters.
Hey, Felix, Healing Waters, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm. Peace to the Remix family. I was just listening. I wanted to call in about the audio workbook, but listening to the callers, it got kind of real. But if I could just share,
yeah.
I don't really have a question, but, I mean, I'll just go in about the audio workbook on a personal level, if I can.
Okay. Yes, that's fine.
Okay, yeah, for everyone that wants to get it, my personal experience right off the bat was in the first session, I went straight into a meditation. I didn't try to go into a meditation. I didn't, you know, Miss Blue is beaming on the workbook, you know, first and foremost. For everyone that loves to hear Miss Blue's voice, I mean, you can hear it. And when I went into the meditation, you know, because I meditate, you know, when I'm washing dishes, any time of the day. But this one in particular, it brought out visuals, just images, nothing detailed, but kind of like images I had when I was a child, you know, like opening up, reopening chambers.
Right.
You know, that makes any sense.
Yes, it does.
You know, and you know, I wanted to go along with the lessons themselves, but I was so kind of like entranced with what you were saying. And I just kind of went with that. And once that first session was over, you know, you feel that uplifting, you know, moment, that feeling of just being, you know, you just feel a whole lot better, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would definitely recommend that just to see what it does for you. I listened to the whole thing. I've been through all four sessions, and it's right on time, you know. And you really are beaming, Ms. Blue. I mean, like coming through.
Oh, wow!
It's like the cosmos,
okay.
You know.
Good, good.
And yes, Callie Mars, me. Told you I'd get on San Antonio. Another thing, too, I just wanted to mention, when it comes to the trees, you know, Transform Man and a few others were talking about, you know, paying respects mm-hmm. to the trees and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I like to do personally is put, because I live on a half acre of land, luckily.
Oh,
and, yeah, my backyard, well, I have about 52 trees in the front yard, and I don't know how many in the back, you know. And what I'll do, I kind of got this from, like, what they do in Japan, is I'll take a wooden chime. I'll go out and buy one of those wooden chimes.
Right.
And just, you know, and just tie it up to one of the trees, just place it out there. And once the wind starts blowing, I mean, once I put it on, the tree itself will start to move, you know. It sends out that resonance, you know, throughout the area. And, you know, I've seen weeds and all that disappear completely. You know, you change the vibration of the area. You change the tone with just those wood chimes. And, you know, the tree will thank you itself. You know, you'll get confirmation. You know, yeah, I do say what's up and all that. I've done all that.
Yes.
You know, and going back to what the callers were saying, I'm not separated from this moment of change, you know.
Right.
I stopped with the, you know, it's been so long, but I stopped. I had to just, and I told myself enough is enough with the certain herbal remedies, you know what I mean? And I did that more so. So I can start remembering my dreams. And And when it comes to the dreams, I mean, we can really go in. Dreams. It's been crazy.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
And one thing I picked up for myself was, is to stop giving away my power, or, like they say, your thunder, or just the energy. Sometimes with all the altars that I had up, which is not a bad thing, and this is not to mislead anybody, but I'm occultic by nature. The martial arts that I study is occultic by nature. I actually took down some of the altars. I still got Chango up and a few others, prosperity altars, but I put them all on one table, and I thought, I'm just going to do that to clean up. You got to clean the dust off, and, you just got to clean up. But when I looked on the table that I placed all my statues on, all these statues on, it's like I got family looking right back at me now. Like I brought the family together.
Beautiful.
You know what I mean? And one thing I can recommend, I'm not trying to, push any products on anybody, but the purple plates that Bobby Hammett talks about.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I got one. Well, I have the large one, the 12 by 12 inch purple plate. And with the dreams I was having, I knew they were coming. I stare into the computer a whole lot. And I can just do a whole thing on the picture packet alone, but I'll wait on that.
Yes, and I'm sure Brother Bobby will be coming back on soon. So
yeah,
we'll get a chance to talk about that as well.
Definitely. So just what I decided to do, sometimes I felt like these ELF waves are just a little bit too much. I know how to ward them off, and I know how to, do what you got to do just to stay free of all that. But I said, I'm going to test this plate, and I'm going to see what it can really do. So I slid it under my pillowcase when I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not lying when I say that in my dreams, I had two dreams that night. One, I exposed the serial killer. And the second dream, I caught the serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
And when I caught that serial killer, I tracked him down into a room, some kind of apartment. It was like a movie, kind of. And went into the room. No one was there. Nobody was there. But my mind was still going. I saw a little vent and decided to push through the vent. And when I did that, it was like sheetrock with a fresh layer of plaster or whatever, And that was where whoever was hiding, this so-called serial killer, what it seemed like. So it was like a hidden chamber in the mind. I just pushed right through it.
Mm-hmm.
At like personal security team, whatever it was, like SWAT, but
wow,
not like law enforcement, but it was like a SWAT team. I pushed through, had my friend go inside first, called them in, and then I went inside and saw exactly who I was searching for. And that was just the first night. So that was like a balancing of whatever, in my mind with that plate. So that's something I just wanted to share. I mean, you can jump in if you want to, Ms. Blue. I don't, because like I said, this change is going on with everybody. But I did want to put that out there. It was just going to be about the audio workbook, but...
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We're sharing. And I thank you so much, Felix, for calling in and sharing that with us and letting us know how those things are working for you. And, we're in some wonderful times. And, yes, I'm glad that you found the audio workbook, like many, to be psycho, sexy, cool. And, so good. And keep that feedback coming and let me know. And those of you out there that have it as well, you are free to call in and share that as well, too. So thank you for that.
Okay, can I share one more thing?
Yes, you can.
One more thing.
Sure.
Okay. I just wanted to say, when it comes to stretching, personally, I do a full body stretch every day, and that alone elevates my mood. You know, it elevates my mood, and it keeps you young. It really does keep you.
Yes, it does.
You know, I tell people I'm gonna be one of those grandmaster kung fu grandmasters that can move like, you know,
yes.
any which way, just from stretching. You know, so.
Yes. Yes, and it is power in it. It definitely is power. We should, you know, one of the things, I think it was definitely Queen Afua who said, move your body every day. You need to move, which is true. Just keep your body moving. Keep stretching and keep moving because that is definitely what you want to do and definitely the power in it as well, too. So, yes, we will definitely keep stretching and keep moving. Moving and all of those great things. So thank you again for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ms. Lou. I'm glad I could just share that with the family. And
yes.
I'm just going to keep listening. So peace and love.
All right. Peace and love to you as well. Oh, how cool was that? We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 302. You're live in Remix.
Hello. Can you hear me, Ms. Lou?
I certainly can. Who's on the line, please?
How are you marinating? This is Butterfly Black Dot. Delicious night, day, morning, wherever you may be to you and the fam.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. How are you?
I am doing delicious.
Well, beautiful.
Thanks to you. Well, I'm doing delicious, but really, really thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to put out like a little accolade, I don't want to say testimony, but if I was back in the church house, I would say I would give my testimony, okay?
Okay.
About the goodness of the audio book from Sister Blue, okay? Seriously, I just want to thank you so much. I haven't made it past chapter 2 yet. I'm still marinating on chapter 1, you know, and like my
you
heart
know-
of 2.
I just want to say this really quick before you go into that. I was joking and I was telling another sister about it. And I said, wow, you know, and me and Sister Manya talked about it. Because when I did the audio workbook, I knew that I was, you know, everything that Spirit kind of gave me to put in there, I put into those different sessions. But I really did, I thought, that, wow, I wonder how quick people are going to move through this. Because I thought, I hope they don't just move through it really, really quickly. But then I got so excited, and after everybody, I would be like, hey, where are you? And they're like, oh, I'm still in session one. I'm like, oh,
yes.
You're still in
so
session
one? It's not just me. It's not just me, right?
No,
right.
It's not.
Ah.
No, 2 weeks
to,
later.
Yeah, this is not a microwave piece, sister. You got to marinate on this for real. And after you marinate, you still have to, like, simmer in the pans and the pots, you know what I mean? On this chumpy, for real, for real. So I just want to thank you. And really, to be more specific, I really, really appreciate how you give us, like, the tools to, like, really, like, actual hands-on tools where it's like I share with my sister, who you're going to be doing a reading for really soon.
Okay.
I share with her how it's like the gift that keeps on giving and giving and giving, because once it affects you, you know what I mean? If you really marinate in it, then you're going to affect so many people, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And your family, your inner circle, and you know, I'm just saying, I ain't trying to pick on Wayne Dyer and the other people, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, sister, you know, I'm digging it like a shovel, sister, for real.
Oh,
for
good,
real.
Yes.
Okay.
It is a way, if you really want to get into doing the alchemy, it forces you to do it within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It forces you. All you have to do, if you give 50%, I promise you, you will see some changes. People, you know, less than 24 hours of getting it, they was like, I wasn't expecting this, but I did the first session, and I'm like, oh.
It's like, well, I know this may sound kind of crazy, but it's like, it's like a, well, it's like MSG. Well, I was about to say it's like crack, but I'm not. I've never done that. You know what I mean? But it's like that MSG. It's like comeback. You know what I mean? It's like
yes.
You got to come back. You want to come back? It's you know, you be jonesing for it. You know. Well, you know, hell, you're awesome.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, afterwards, these are things that I have done and that Spirit has given to me, but I went back through and I did it. Sister Munya as well. We both are still working on it as well and doing it again. And you can even see, it's something you can use over and over again, because you'll be able to see that if you go back and you're doing it again, or some people say, well, I listened the first time, and now I'm going back and I'm working through the exercises. And
yeah.
And I think most people are like, I'm still not done. And I'm like, wow, y'all still?
Wow.
I'm like, whoa, this is really, really great. Because that was my intention from Spirit,
yes.
From heart, is really to give you. And so many things are getting birthed out. People are telling me about businesses, ideas that they are
yes.
having.
Yes.
Different places that they wanted to go, things they wanted to do.
Yes.
And they are just like, this has brought out so much in me. And I'm very thankful for that. I give thanks. And I thank you for calling in and sharing that as
Absolutely.
Well. Too. Yeah.
So wait, Ms. Blue, before I hang up, I'm just saying, since
okay.
you put it out, I'm just saying, can a sister get like a little freebie? Like, look, without you looking all in my car, seeing like how many, like, you know, tissue wrappers I didn't throw out the car and all up in my living room looking at this glass of, you know, Cavassier over here and all this other kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Can I just get like, can I get like a little freebie, like a little spiritual,
yeah.
like mini reading or whatever, or I didn't meet
yeah.
like the old head yet in the cafe yet.
Okay.
I met a couple of chicken head sisters who I thought might have been introducing me to the old head, but mm-mm. So that just means that I still have more work to do on myself. You know what I mean? I'm feeling that, but on the same page, I'm just saying.
Okay.
You got a specific restaurant in mind, sister, that I need to go to? Or
Well, I don't particularly pick that up, but I will tell you this.
Okay.
One of the things that's coming up for you, it has a lot to do with material harvest. So projects that you're working on are about to come to completion.
Oh,
and
it's about
to be a great celebration for you. So I see a lot of great things in that. Now, also, what also comes up again, which came up before, and I think I told you this, it's about love. Love, the energy, the light of love is constantly
yes.
coming up for you, too. So those
I love
are the
love.
And love loves you, but definitely material harvest is, that's the time that you're in. So you're really coming into that particular energy when it comes to that harvest of just all of
wow.
these seeds that you've planted and for so long you've worked on. These things are about
Whoa.
To manifest into the material realm for you in a very big way, very big
Ms.
way.
Blue, you're making my eyes wet, for real?
Yes, for real. So, yes, you better email me as soon as it happens.
not only am I going to email you, Sister Blue, but I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to give you a little donation. I did it back in the day when I was tithing, you know what I mean? Way back in the day. So, I, you know, when I get my big ass, I mean, when I get my big hook up, you know, I got you. And Sister Monya, too. I so love that name, Monya. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Well, you're
and
welcome.
Have,
and
thank
you so
you.
Much for calling it. And let me know how the audio workbook is going. I really just love hearing about where you guys are and just
Absolutely.
So many of the amazing transformations that's going
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
All right.
Have a delicious night, Miss Blue.
All right. You too. Peace
okay.
and love.
Peace.
Peace and shea butter.
I know. That's right, sister. Peace, Miss Blue.
Oh, wow, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 718. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, greetings.
Greetings. My name
Ooh.
Is Sabrina.
Hi,
and I'm calling from New York.
Okay, greetings, Sabrina.
Oh, well, I'm, like, on the edge, and I just feel like I want to heal my relationship, but then I feel like I want to leave. And then I feel like I'm falling away from spirituality because of what's going on in my relationship, because I'm not getting the answers that I want. And I feel like the only answer is to just leave.
Well, that could be some interesting, it's some interesting energy that's going on with you at this time, Sabrina. I'll tell you the number one thing that does come up, it does have a lot to do with, it does, I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing at what I got as chat is writing in the chat room, I'm sorry. Oh my goodness, I don't know what they're over there doing. But it really has a lot to do with spiritual unions and really sort of kind of getting into that place of harmony. And right now, that's, you're not in that place of harmony when it comes to the relationship. And so these are some of the two things that comes up. And when you said you're not getting the answers that you that you're looking for, I want you to remove spirituality out of the equation for just a second. And I want you to just kind of sit, because one of the things that's always been really, really key with you, Sabrina, you're a very intuitive sister. And so some of these things that have been happening within this relationship, these are things that you've kind of felt for a while, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And so it's no surprise to you. But I do want to caution you on allowing sometimes those things of your insecurity to play a role in the relationship. Because that has happened in the past, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's time for you now to really get yourself in a harmony. So if you could take that one particular thing, when you start to think about the relationship and you're asking yourself the question, is this the time to really leave this relationship, and are you leaving for the right reason, or is this just something that you're just feeling? You understand? You're just feeling, you're picking up on at this particular time. But ask yourself that question. What is the one thing that's preventing you from wanting to go?
I honestly, I think because I want my answer. I think it's something about wanting to know why that's holding on to me. I think that's why I stayed, because I just wanted to know why. I was waiting for the truth. That's what it is.
So when you say waiting for the truth, really what you're waiting for is you're waiting for a confession.
Yes.
Okay, and you are aware that you, in some cases, have already gotten that.
No, I wasn't aware. Not the way I wanted it, at least.
Right, right. Because you want an all-out, let me just tell you, here's the truth, Sabrina. This is what happened.
Right.
You're not going to get that. But here's what I want you to rely on. I want you to rely on, I want you to rely on your intuition. And that's what you're not trusting. Your intuition. Because your intuition has already gave you the verdict. You've already decided what the true answer is. You're just waiting to hear the words, correct?
Yes.
So let me ask you a question. What's going to make the difference from hearing the words?
I don't think nothing, because I think a part of me just wants to go.
Mm-hmm. So then if a part of you really wants to go, and I'm going to talk to you a part of this about this, but then I want you to probably email me so that we can actually go into more depth, because I'm not saying that you should or shouldn't leave. That's going to be the question that you're actually going to have to answer for yourself. But what I don't want you to do is what you've had the tendency to do, and that is to be a runner. You know what I mean when I say run? And that's because of some of the pain that you've experienced in the past. And that is just a run, because what will happen is everything that's happening now, you'll get into the next situation and you'll take that with you. So this is about you really, really understanding Sabrina and making a decision, and you standing on your square and deciding that this is what you want to do, and it doesn't need to be supported by what happened or what did happen.
I really want to get back into myself spiritually, and I think I really allowed this to really kind of block me. And I get mad at that because I know better, you know?
Right, because it's not blocking you. It really isn't blocking you. One of the things that is coming up, it is about what is going on around you. And I want you to look at this around you. And this is about deception and envy. So there are these elements that are around this relationship that you're in, and they both have a lot to do with deception, and it has to do with envy. And this is really about you making a decision for you and not needing to hear those words to say that this is what I need to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? That not needing to hear that something this tragic has happened, but for you to really begin to go within and really begin to understand who you are, because no one can stop that. No one can stop the thoughts that are going on in your mind. So it doesn't matter whether you were here or if you were in Istanbul. You will be able to do your spiritual work wherever you are. No one can stop you from doing that. And so to feel that you actually need to hear this answer in order for you to move forward, I understand it on some levels, and yes, but I also want you to understand that that confession, when you think about that song, that Usher, "These Are My Confessions," 99.9% of the time, we don't get confessions. Nobody confesses. I'll tell you a story. When I was very, very young, that an older brother told me once, and he pulled me to side and he said, "You know what? Sometimes in life, you got to know when to step off. Sometimes you got to know when to step off. No one's not going to tell you. It's not going to be no words that come up. No one's not going to give you the confession. They're not going to tell you what you need to hear. You just got to know when to step off." And so this is the time for you to know, where does Sabrina step off at? If you allow someone else's free will to determine where you step off at, then you will always allow someone else to determine when you step on and when you step off. So get that harmony within yourself. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about whether you get the answer to the question, because truth be told, you've already know the answer. The truth is whether or not you want to believe within yourself that your intuition, what your higher self is telling you, is true or not. That's the real question. It has nothing to do with anybody else. So this is about you finding your place of harmony and really beginning to feel, what is your next right answer? Don't let it be manipulated. Don't let it be decided by anyone else. You decide. This is the chance that you can actually activate your own free will. And you can say, Sabrina made this answer. I did this. I chose this option for myself. And I'm not saying that that's easy. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you that that's not going to come without some work, and that's not going to come without some joy, and that's not going to come without some pain. But it is going to start there. I want you to contact me, and we can talk more in depth about this. And the reason that I make this point with you, because what Spirit is showing me here, that this is not about blaming. It's not. This is much bigger than that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because if it was just about you hearing those words, you've already heard them. You know, you've already heard them. So that's not what you're waiting for. So you have to ask yourself, really, really, you have to ask yourself that impeccable question. What is it that I'm really waiting for? What is it that I really want to hear? What is it that I really need to see? What is it that I really need to feel before I activate my own free will?
And what do you mean by envy? I'm just asking, just to understand what you meant by when you say envy.
Envy. There's someone who's very envious. There's people who are envious of the relationship you have.
Never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really appreciate that. First time really talking to you, I don't really express myself like this.
Okay. Well, hey, it's okay. It's a great day for expression. It's a great day for expression, you know? So, you know, email me question question and the number 4blue@gmail.com. And, you know, we can converse more there. But definitely, I want you to think about that. It would be too easy, you know. It would be too easy. There's a way that you can actually – it's real easy to get men to confess to things. I mean, that's an old trick for women. We know how to get a man to confess. It really is, you know. So you're not just waiting on that. Do you understand what I'm saying? How pathetic would your life be just waiting on that? Of course it's bigger than that. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, would that make that so much easier? But it's really not about that. It's so much bigger than that. You have so many amazing, wonderful things ahead of you and work that you're about to do. You're a very intuitive sister. I want you to rely on that. And there's ways that I can show you how to rely on that. So I want you to definitely, you know, connect with me. Also, go back and listen to the shows as well, too. And I want you to begin to get... Somebody wants me to share. Oh, my goodness. Sisters, tell them. We know how to get brothers to confess. That's so easy. That's not a trick. That's no trick. That's not even magic. That's instinctive. You understand? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, all jokes aside, but know that these things will definitely begin to work themselves out. But I want you to be able to know how to tap into your energy and trust it. Even when everything outside of what you see before you goes against that, there are so many times that I have to move on things and I don't have anything to support it. The only thing that I have to support it is what I know to be true for myself. And that goes for all of us, brothers and sisters, being able to trust that. This is what knowing your magic is all about. It's about being able to tap into that energy of your higher self and being able to recognize what is true for you. And that's something you're not going to find outside of yourself. You're going to find that within yourself. And when you're able to trust that, sometimes you can look around and everything that you see is going to tell you absolutely not to do that. That is not right. But inside, deep within your heart, deep within that place that connects with yourself and your higher self, you're going to know that this is the right thing to do. And that's what I want you to rely on, not to rely on what all of your friends are saying and what people are saying. Get out of that relationship, leave him alone, or even stay with him, whatever the situation is. That's not what you rely on. You rely on what you know to be true within you. And so that's much, much bigger than just an answer or a confession. That's so much bigger than that. You understand? So much bigger. There are people right now in my life that absolutely everything outside of myself tells me, do not deal with that person. Absolutely. But I know in my heart, you understand? I know in my spirit, I know that these are some things that I need to do, and also vice versa. Vice versa. That's what you got to rely on. So even when you get up in the morning and you look outside your window and it's pouring down, raining, and it looks like it's a gloomy day, you get the opportunity to say that the sun is going to shine today. And I don't care what nobody else says. When I go outside, it's a beautiful, sunshiny day. And the only thing you're going to have to rely on is what is within. What is within you. That's where the sun always shines. No one can take that away from you. So it doesn't matter whether you're in New York or whether you're in Istanbul or whether you're in Canada or whether you're in Jersey or whether you're in Japan or whether you're somewhere on top of a roof waiting to be saved from a typhoon or whether you are in New Orleans or whether you're down by the bayou somewhere. It doesn't matter if you're in your grandmother's basement and that's the only place you have to sleep at night. You got to find your magic. And the place that you begin to look for that is within. That's the place you find it. That's the place you hold it. And that's when you keep it. So when we talk about standing firm on your square, that's standing firm. And so when something says, it's time for you to move, Sabrina, then you trust it. Even if you got your answer and even if that answer tells you you need to stay, it's about you trusting. It's about you doing life on your terms and doing life your way. Yes. And ultimately, it's about the greatest mystery that our ancestors have left for us, and that is know thyself. Know thyself. It's good to know our men. It's good to know our children. It's good to know our mamas and our daddies. And it's good to know our history. It's good to know all of that. But as the song goes, mama may have, papa may have, but bless the child that has its own. That saying is the child that knows themselves. If you know who you are, you can't be confused by any other bullshit that anybody else in this world has going on. And trust me, it's going to be bullshit. I don't care where you go. I don't care where you go. I don't care who you're dealing with. I don't care how fantastic they ass look on the outside. I don't care how fantastic their ass is on the inside. It's going to be some bullshit. It is. So the only thing that you can hold true to is what you know is true about you. So it has nothing to do with them. Nothing. I had to learn that, and so many of us. So you're in a place where many of us have found ourselves. And so I have to stop. You have to stop. You know, I do this little thing, and I tell people this in our sessions, and I say, I'm back now. Because sometimes you find yourself drifting, 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 drifting. I'm not talking about those drifts that we want to go to. I'm talking about those places we don't want to be. And then I have to say to myself, you know what? I'm back. I'm back. You understand? I'm back. Because whatever I choose to do, however I choose to do, it's about living life on my terms. That's what it's about. It's about living life on your terms. It's about doing it that way. And for those out there who don't choose to do it, you know, then that's cool for you. But I'm telling you what has worked for myself and what has worked for so many others as well. If we focus on what others have going on, then we can never find our greatness. We can't. So that answer that you're looking for, what I would encourage you to do, Sabrina, is to find that answer within yourself. Find it within yourself and live with that answer, whatever it is, whatever it is. Live with that. Know that that's the one who has the last say. It's you. You have the last say. You're the one who can speak the truth. You. We got 9 seconds. I want to say peace and love, warm spirit. We're going to go into the after hours, you guys. I didn't mean to do that. It just happened. So, Sabrina, I really hope that that helped.
It really did. I'm emailing you right now. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll work itself out. So email me. I definitely would look forward to hearing from you as well, too. So peace and love to you.
Peace and love.
All right. All right, you guys, if you're still listening on the phone, I guess we're still going, and I kind of went into a little bit of that there, but I think it was necessary because it is so true, you know. Sometimes the reflection of our outside world does not show that reflection of what's going on inside, and know that that's the place that is real and that you can always operate within your free will. And so, you know, we should begin to do that as well. So I'm going to go to the next caller because I guess we're in the after hours. I want to say peace and love to everyone if you're listening to this show. Don't forget to download this show as well as all other remix shows as well, too. So we're going to go to the next caller. I think that caller was calling in. Ooh, I don't know where I left off at. So I'm going to go here. Calling in from area code 469. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Who's calling, please?
I don't know why I asked for you how you were doing. It sounds, it's obvious you're doing well.
Well, not always. So I definitely am thankful for you asking.
Okay. My name is Terry, and I'm calling from Texas.
Okay.
And I just want to know, what do you pick up in my spirit?
In your spirit, that's a big area.
Okay.
But I understand what you mean. I understand.
Say energy?
Okay. Yeah. You can say that. Okay.
Okay. You know, you gotta know you're good like that. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm as good as you guys are, you know, so I'm as great as you are. So that's the reflection. I will tell you this, Terry, some of the things that I see, and I see yourself moving out of this energy, but I do see you. When I immediately get into your energy, the number one thing that I pick up is that you're suffering in silence. Mm. Yeah. Is that true?
That is past truth.
Yeah. I really pick up a lot of heartache and loss. That's what immediately, like, my heart just kind of skipped the beat when you said. And one of the things I will tell you this, no doubt, without a question, you came back to the planet to do a couple of things. One of that is you came back, if I had to put you in a school, you know, because we think of the planet Earth as being a school, you came back to be in the school of love. And I can definitely appreciate that because one of my schools is the school of love as well, too. But also one of your other schools that you came back for is healing and teaching. Healing and teaching. And particularly when it comes to having this particular energy, and I can relate to it on a personal level myself, is because we tend to give. And sometimes it's difficult for us to turn to someone when we're hurting, when we're suffering, when things are sort of kind of down for us, because we give so much to everyone else and they sort of have this level of expectation of where that needs to be with us.
Mm-hmm.
You
wow.
see, and
wow,
yeah. So
is that Esther making you laugh?
Is that Esther? Esther is always making me laugh because she's always over there saying something to me, or telepathically, or something. But no, I'm just kind of looking in the chat room as it goes by. But yeah, she usually is the one always making me crack up. Now she's
you.
Saying, "Don't blame me, Miss Blue." But
I do want to say that you're very on point. I was the one that called and was telling you about my inner twin soul flame that I finally met. The two masculine energies.
Okay.
And yeah, they're so, I'm feeling them so much to where it does have me in silence.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I want to talk and share, it's almost as if I don't want to say I can't, but
right.
It's like it's not allowing me to. It's almost like it just wants to fill this place. It's almost like I'm in a place of not so much as I'm learning, but remembering a lot of things. And
yes.
it's causing me to look out and see this energy in almost everything, and it makes my heart. You know how you can cry, but
yes.
tears don't come out, but your heart is
yes.
crying? It's
and
like
I will
that.
Yes, and I will tell you this. One of the things, it has a lot to do with your past life. It has a lot. And so when you said the words remembering, that's exactly what it is. It is you remembering. One of the things that I definitely want you to do is I want you to really, really make sure you get into journaling a lot so you can release this energy from yourself and keep this energy constantly flowing. I want you to release it and definitely keep this energy constantly flowing within yourself as well, too, because you're going to need a way to go ahead and funnel this energy out. You're going to need a way to release this energy from yourself. Yeah, you're going to need a way to release this energy from yourself as well. And sometimes you may even feel that you have sort of these times. It could even come upon you certain times of the day or certain days of the week that you actually just have this strong heartache, you know, and sadness comes upon you. So I really want you to know to not suffer in silence and also begin to work yourself or continuously to move into that position of healing and also teaching, sharing that healing and teaching and begin to get yourself in position for that because that's a lot of your energy that's coming up for you. So you're sort of kind of going through that particular area and going through that transformation stage, but that's what's going to come outside on the other light of it.
Wow, that is awesome. I mean, wow. I know that. I'm lost for words, but I know that you got that outside of this planet. That is.
Yes,
oh,
and where you will get yours too. So, you know, it all exists in the same place, and you definitely have that energy as well too. So, you know, that's the energy definitely for you to begin to, you know, to work with it. But definitely you want to journal a lot because you don't want to hold this, because a big part of that work, like I said, is about loving, it's about teaching, and it's about healing. And if you hold that, then you're going to feel the sorrow, you're going to feel the heartache, you're going to feel the loss, you're going to feel all of that. You understand, you're going to feel that. And so you don't want to hold that. You don't want to hold that. You want to journal that energy and really make it about a learning exercise first for yourself, and then later it'll be something that you can share with others, you know, as they go through their transformation and their path in their life as well, too.
Okay. You're well appreciated. I appreciate you so much.
Oh, likewise. And definitely reach out and let me know how that's going as well, too. Keep in touch and let me know how that's going. So peace and blessings to you.
Hello.
Peace. All right. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I don't know why I'm saying that. But we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code, it looks like, I think I just did 904, maybe 901. You're live in the remix.
Hi, Ms. Blue. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you? Who's on the line, please?
I'm good. My name is Curvita, and I'm calling from Tennessee.
Okay.
Ms. Blue, are you able to hear me?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
I am.
Okay. I think I have a lot of things going on.
Okay.
I've kind of lately been writing down and kind of like making a blueprint of things that I want to do. I think I'm really trying to connect to what my destiny is or what my heart desires to do. But the thing that I'm running into is, in the past, I've been a person that has pretty much had like a spirit of abandonment. I will start to do something and then I never complete it. So now I'm at a point where I'm kind of afraid to start moving towards working on what I feel like I'm set or here to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I kind of need some help with that.
Okay. You said you're kind of afraid to you're kind of afraid to move forward in the work that you came to here to do?
I am. I think I'm just fearful. I don't want to start and not finish like I've done things in the past. I don't know why I do that. You know, I'm trying to kind of figure that out and get rid of that negativity altogether so that I don't continue to do that.
Okay. All right. We can definitely take a look at that. And again, I can give you, I'll give you some tips here for you. One of the things that I would suggest if you haven't is to definitely get a reading, because that's going to give you some tools that you can begin to work with, and that you can carry with you throughout your life, as well as, you can also download the audio workbook. I know you've, if you've been listening to the show, you've heard those testimonies of that. And that's going to really, really help you. Those are some things that you can actually begin to work with as well. Now, it's interesting that you said that you sort of felt yourself dealing with some abandonment issues. The number one thing that actually came up for you, it has a lot to do with fertility. This energy of fertility, and not just in the classical sense of fertility, but also giving birth to new ideas and new thoughts and new ways of doing things. And that's what really Spirit is saying, that is needed for you at this particular time, is that it's about you really getting into the place of where you can actually get to that place where you can trust your judgment on things. It really is about patience and planning for you. Patience and planning. You can have the energy to follow through. And when it comes to you doing your particular work and, you know, having sort of that fear of a failing, you know, having that fear, like you said, of not following through, that energy comes from a lot of things in the past, but one of the things that you have to remember is that once you get into that energy where you can actually tap into your own creative energy and be able to light that spark yourself, it's kind of like starting a car and not needing a jump. So if you've ever had to be in the position where your automobile needed a jump, you know how much of an inconvenience that is. Think about every time you had to get ready to go somewhere and you were driving your car, you had to get a jump. How much of an inconvenience is that, that you have to wait for somebody to bring their car, then you have to hook up the cables, you have to do this, and you have to get a jump. And then if you cut your car off, then guess what's going to happen? You may need another jump again. So this is the analogy that you can begin to use in your life. What you're looking for is to be able to start your engine yourself. And so everything from the readings to the audio workbook, it teaches you how to get into that energy of what I like to call fertility. And it's being able to start, jump start yourself. So it's independent. You don't need anyone about that. It's about knowing your magic. You see, it's about being able to start and know your magic, to do it yourself. And how you're going to begin to do that is really go with the things that you love, what you're passionate about, and what you feel. Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to map this out, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, it's okay, but I'll tell you what I'm picking up, that you're trying to map this out to see what is going to be financially good for you and also is going to work for you.
You're exactly right.
You see,
better than right.
Right. And what you have to do is throw out the financial part. Absolutely. That's not going to match which what you're passionate about. Truth be told, it's going to be the thing that no matter if you get paid for it or not, you're going to get up and you're going to want to do it. That's your first place of starting. The money will come. This is something that we're talking about. And actually, I will be doing sort of a talk on this as well, too, showing others how to tap into this of their life purpose and really working with it. But the money is going to come. That's just energy. That's all money is energy. So you can't put that first because it has nowhere else to go. You understand what I'm saying? It has nowhere else to go. Nowhere else to go. If I had $1 million right now and I gave it to you and you sent all your energy to that $1 million, it couldn't do nothing without you.
Right.
Nothing. It's just currency. That's all it is. It really is just currency. So focusing on money and doing all of that, I mean, you can pick up any law of attraction book, any basic book. It will tell you that that's the number one. If you don't want, focus on it. Focus on it. So you take that out of the equation and then begin to work from what is in your heart, what is in your spirit, you know, what is something that is calling you to do. That's what you focus on. That's how you begin to get into that. And then it's going to be about patience, and then it's going to be about planning. It's about patience and planning. And I know I didn't talk about this, but I was supposed to talk about the prosperity vase. And this is where you just get a vase. And what you do is I want you to take all of those ideas, and you can write them on a piece of paper and just rip them up. So if one of your ideas is to do something with healing, I want you to write that on a strip of paper and put it in the vase. If something else is to do something, I don't know, about cooking, I want you to write that on there, and I want you to put it in there. And if something is about something, I want you to put it in there, and I want you to just throw that in your prosperity vase. Throw that in the prosperity vase. And every day I want you to take one of those papers out, and I want you to focus your energy on that. And spend about 10 or 15 minutes a day really researching that, really giving some energy in some kind of way to one of those things that you feel is about your purpose. It's about that thing that's going to bring prosperity in your life. And prosperity covers everything. I personally think that we give money much credit. When you take money and you put it up on a pedestal, I mean, very few people have made that work for them. And we've seen this story. It's been told through the hero's journey. It's been told throughout mythology about all of those people who are focusing on money, what ends up happening to them. That's the oldest trick in the book. You know, as long as you keep those blocks and you keep those things clear within yourself, then you'll be able to attract those things. And there's so many different ways that you can actually do that.
Okay.
Yes, yes. So did that help?
Oh, it helps a whole lot. A whole lot. It really did. Because my focus was on the wrong thing. I think I'm thinking about I'm divorced and I have two small children to provide for. So automatically I'm thinking connect to something that's going to bring money. So I'm looking at it financially, but you're right when you're talking about destiny or, you know, what your life path is, it shouldn't really concern money. Like you said, the money is going to come.
You're right.
So, yeah, I understand totally.
Yes. And that was something actually Brother Panic spoke about, and I think we talked about it on the last show he was on, is that, you know, money is supposed to follow you. You're not supposed to follow money.
Right.
That's the wrong currency,
right.
You know, that's the wrong currency. And again, like I said, don't take my word for it. We can look at all the stories from our children's stories all the way to stories in the Bible, stories throughout different spiritual systems and stories throughout mythology that tells you what happened to the person that chased that, what happened to them. you know, and how did that end up for them? So, yeah, so keep us posted. I would love to hear what's going on. Email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, and definitely let me know how that's worked. The audio workbook is definitely designed for that psycho, sexy, crazy, cool kind of thing to really help you to get into all of those areas so you can begin to tap into your purpose and finding out what direction you want to do and really having it done on your terms. Yeah.
I'm definitely going to get it.
Yes. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. All right. Greetings, 443. You're live in the remix.
Hello.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Michelle from Maryland.
Hi, Michelle from Maryland. Good for you. Good calling in.
Yeah, this is my first time calling in. I've been listening to you for a long time. I just, you know, wanted to know what do you see around me? I'm kind of curious myself.
Okay. Okay. Is there a particular share or a particular share? Is there a particular area that you wanted to focus on, or you just kind of wanted to see what I see around you at this time?
Just to see what you see around me, because
okay.
I have a reading with you in a couple of days.
Oh, well, good. Love it.
Yeah.
Well, here is here is some things I want you to think about. Right now, some of the energy that's going on with you that I pick up immediately when I get into your energy, and what I see you're trying to build at this time is spiritual strength.
Yes.
It's
so
spiritual strength. And also, you're going through a stage of transformation.
Yes, ma'am. I sure am.
Yeah, you're going through a change of transformation, and one of the things that I also see in this stage of transformation, I see some beginnings and I see some endings, which is about transformation as well too. And I also see some stress.
Yeah. I kind of I've been stressed out a little. You know,
yeah.
I'm working hard, trying not to be, but
right. Yeah, I definitely see some stress there that's with you. One of the things I want you to do, and as it relates to, and it's funny, somebody just put something in the chat room about this, but I want you to think about your space, your sacred space, about where you are. And I don't see that reflecting of who you are right now.
Yeah.
Is that true? Yeah.
That's very true. Yeah.
So,
because, you know,
I'm
living with someone, and, you know, and it's like when I try and create my own little space, people tend to get leery, like I'm weird or something, or, you know, it's like I'm fighting to.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that you can do, because I'll tell you, it doesn't have to be like, you don't have to have the Monkey King on your statue, you know, or
yeah,
you don't have to have this huge Kua Yin. You don't have to do that to have things in your space. Now, I know you have a reading coming up with me, and which reading are you doing with me? Which one? The sacred session?
I'm not sure. It was a birthday present from my sister, so
Okay, so your sister says yes. It is the one for your sister. Okay, so it's the sacred session. Well, what's going to come up is I'm going to show you lots of tools of how you can begin to work your magic and how you can have this in your sacred space. And what you'll find out is that magic is all around you. Every single voice around you, and no one has to know your magic. That's why it's called knowing your magic. So from everything that you put on your body to things that are around you, it's just going to make it this wonderful, magical place, and you'll be able to recognize your magic everywhere you go in your sacred space, because I don't see you in your space. And that has nothing to really do with the woo-woo. This is just you. I just don't feel you in this space. So we're going to talk about that in your session. Remind me if I forget. I know it will come up, but we're going to be talking about you getting into your space. And just how you can get into your own woo-woo and how you can be able to just spread your magic everywhere you go. Because I see this bright light that's within you, but you just don't know how to let the light out. So we're going to turn up the lights in here. That's what we're going to do. We're going to turn up the light.
Yeah, that'll be great. I can't wait. And I really appreciate speaking with you.
Oh, likewise, likewise. We love your sister. She's she's amazing. She's amazing.
Yeah, and I love her too. This was the best birthday present ever.
Well, beautiful. Well, I can't wait. I cannot wait till we speak again. So just remember that. That's what I want you to think about. Just know that magic is all around you. It's there. But we're going to talk about how you can begin to activate those things.
Okay. Right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right.
Peace.
Oh, how cool was that? Okay, so we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 510. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hi. My name is Kalila, and I'm calling from Austin.
Okay, what's your name again?
Kalila.
Kalila?
Kalila.
Kalila, beautiful name, calling from Oakland. Oakland. I think I've seen one of the Oakland Raiders. I think I met one of the Oakland Raiders this weekend. Where did I? One of the football players.
I used to work for them.
Okay. That was a good job, but anyway.
Oh, yeah, it was. A lot of free stuff, a lot of free things. Can you just tell me what do you see spiritually around me? I feel like I'm going through like a spiritual war right now.
Yes, I'll tell you instantly what came up for you. And I want to make sure I say your name right. Kalila?
Yes.
Okay, got it right. Miss Blue is horrible with names. Have to say that in third person. Because that's how bad I am with names. But anyway, Kalila, the number one thing that I feel is when you're speaking, and even though your energy and your vibration is so beautiful, is that I get this tightness right here in my throat. And in the place of the fifth chakra, which is the point where all of communication comes out. And I feel like you're not communicating your authentic truth of what you want to say, that that's being stifled somehow.
Oh, my goodness. It is. Okay.
All right. So I'll tell you that. So this is first. I see this. Now, this portal of the fifth chakra, which is the throat chakra, has all to do with communication. That's internal communication. That's how you communicate to yourself. That's how you communicate with your loved ones. That's your body language. That's the energy that you send out. And it's also your verbal communication. Is that communication right there, there's some blockage in that particular area. Particularly when it comes to expressing your emotions and your true feelings.
Yes.
So what I want you to do, one of the greatest ways to unblock this area is to do some chanting, some singing, and some yelling.
Okay.
Because I feel like a big part of you is holding back. You know how, have you ever remember when you were in high school, and I'll just use the guys for right now, and there's two guys and they want to fight, and you see the one guy who you know can really like beat the other guy up, but then you see the other guy who you know is going to get beat up, and he got like five people holding him back.
Mm-hmm.
And he like, let me go. No, man, let me go, man. And you like, monkeys, don't let him go, because he's going to get his ass whooped.
Okay.
This is kind of how your throat chakra is. It's like, let me go, let me go. I really want to say it. I want to get, you know, but it's not coming out.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's not coming out. So I want you to do that. I want you to take some time, particularly in the morning. I've given this exercise out before, and this is a great one that you can do. When you begin to start your day, I want you to take a couple of moments, get yourself centered, and I want you to say your name, literally, like hum your name. However that vibration just sort of kind of flows through your body, I want you to say your name. So I start out and I'll say blue, blue, but however your name comes out, I want you to affirm that, because you work around a whole lot of people and you're around a lot of people and it's a whole lot of energy going on, and it's important that you understand your vibration.
Okay.
Your vibration, that's going to be good. That's going to be key. Now, the other thing is that I see sort of this new love coming up for you.
Oh, oh my goodness.
I know, right? What's that about?
Oh, wow. Okay. I like that. I like that a lot. Okay.
Yeah, so this new love begins. This is coming up for you. But first, what Spirit is saying is that we got to tackle this communication thing, because what happens to you, as soon as something comes your way that you don't want to deal with, you shut down communication.
Oh, my goodness. And that's exactly what just happened with the old love. I just cut off communication.
You just shut down. You shut it down. You know, isn't there a song called We Shut It Down? I don't know how to say that. Well, shut it down. You shut it down. Yes. So,
oh, my goodness.
Okay. So you definitely don't want to shut it down. And so what Spirit is saying, we have to take care of this communication. And how you're going to do that communication, I want you to begin to journal your thoughts. And I want you to also, I don't know, have you ever played the game The Sims? I know it's on Facebook now, but have you ever played The Sims?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know how The Sims, like, they practice their charisma by talking in the mirror? That's how they practice.
Yeah.
You say, ha-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Ha-ba-da-ba-da, this kind of thing. Well, you're going to be a Sim, and you're going to be talking in the mirror, but you're going to be talking to yourself, and this is you expressing yourself. I want you to practice saying things that you wouldn't normally say to people. So almost like you're in a movie, you know how they do the little camera shots, like the girl is smiling, and then all of a sudden they switch to the camera, and she was like, you know, I was thinking, is he crazy? You know, but they're saying it out loud. This is what I want you to do. I want you to get in front of the mirror, and I want you to begin to do this. This is one of the exercises I give out in the sacred session. It's called The Goddess in the Mirror. And I want you to begin to have this mirror talk with yourself about things that you wouldn't normally say, but I want you to say them as if you're saying them or talking to someone particularly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the session, how do I go about getting one?
Well, all you have to do, email me, question, question, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. You can just email me, and what will happen, myself or the sister who works with me, Sister Manya, she'll email you all the different types of readings that I have. You can choose from that. Now, I will tell you, there is a waiting list. It is. It's a waiting list, but I believe it is a divine appointment. So know that you come at the right time, at the right moment. Also, what I have out as well, too, is to begin to, and someone's saying you can do some footwork. You know, but.
Oh, I don't mind.
Yeah, you can do some of that footwork, too. But you can also get the audio workbook, and it'll take you through those exercises, and I'll be right there beside you taking you through those steps as well, too. So those are some of the things that you can also do to really kind of get yourself into that position so that you can exercise those things and really open up that fifth chakra. But singing, I want you to get in front of the mirror, and I want you to have that conversation that you wouldn't normally have and express yourself there and stop shutting it down.
Okay.
Yeah, stop it down. Yeah, because you have new love on the horizon, and so you don't want to get into this new relationship and then start shutting things down.
Okay. I have it bad. All my friends, everyone, family tells, they'll be like, okay, we don't hear from her for a month or two. Okay, she can shut everybody down. So.
Yeah. Don't do that. You know, I have to fight with myself sometimes about shutting it down. And, you know, that's when, even though I don't sing, I do get in front of the mirror and I do begin to have those conversations and kind of be like a sim. And sometimes I just scream and yell and sing around the house and just kind of do that. Just do it, you know. In the audio workbook, I talk about getting into your naked time. And I have to give big shout outs to Sister Sandra because she told me she is committed, as well as others out there, to getting naked every single day. And so naked time is important, and it has a lot to do with that heart and that fifth communication chakra as well. So, yes, getting into that energy of getting naked. Yes, Kali Mar is talking about it, too. I love the nakedness. Yes, the nakedness. It is so psycho sexy cool to get naked and really get into that place. So, yeah, so those are some things to help you, you know. Definitely, you're always free to reach out and connect with me as well. And I'd love to hear how it goes. So we don't want to sing that song, Shutting It Down.
Okay. No more Shutting It Down.
No,
thank you so
down.
Much.
All right. Blessings. Oh, look at that. All right. We're going to keep going. We have about 22 minutes. To go in the remix here tonight. And don't forget, next week, Brother Panic will be chatting and chilling with us, and we'll have some other guests coming up as well. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, I believe, from area code 215. You're live in the remix.
What's up, Ms. Blue?
Yes,
greetings. This is Clarence calling from West Philly.
Oh, greetings, Clarence. Clarence, can you turn down Luther? Can you turn Luther down?
That was Anita Baker.
Was that Anita Baker?
Yeah, how she just sound like a dude, like.
No, it wasn't that. It was the music. I'm sorry. It was the music. I thought it was Don't You Know. You know how Luther sings Don't You Know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see? Come on, Clarence.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to share a dream and some new information that I just found out.
Okay, you can do that, Clarence. We have about 21 minutes.
Okay. I just got my hands on, well, I ain't really get my hands on the friend of a friend. Got their hands on this tape called Philadelphia Exposed. I don't know if people already know about it, but like how the city set up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like the Benjamin Franklin building. Like, it's like,
yes,
the sun part. Like, I ain't never know that. Like, that was new information to me, and the internal flame at the graveyard.
Yes.
That flame,
yes,
that come out the grave and the
oh,
person,
yes,
that's inside the tree.
Yes.
I never knew that was in this city. Like, and I've been living here all my life. I never knew it was there. Like, that's what I wanted to share. And my dream, my dream that I shared with you that day during Hurricane Irene.
Ah, okay. I think, did we talk about it, or was it something?
Well, no, we just posted up on the wall, and people was like,
okay,
going in and sharing stuff about,
okay,
it.
Okay, yes,
yes. Talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But before that part happened, it was a part of my dream where it was a guy and a girl, and I was riding with my sister and her friend, and we was going, this inside the dream, I was riding with my sister and her friend, and we was going to go pick up one of her girlfriends, and for some reason, I don't know why, my sister and her friend, they had on, like, these body suits, these leather body suits. They was, like, real banging leather body suits. Like, I don't even know why they had these on in the dream. But it was, like, we was going to go pick up a girlfriend. I guess they was about to go to the club or whatever. And the girl was like real drunk, and she was and one of the girls was grabbing on her and make it a little quicker. She basically had a taser on her, and she was tasing herself. And the guy in the dream tried to grab the taser from her, and he ended up tasing himself and dying. But before when he died in the dream, it showed the cop real fast tasing him. And the girl, that's my sister girlfriend, her cousin died by a cop. He got killed by a cop.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen it in my dream or whatever, in real life. So.
Wow. So are you saying, and I want to make sure, Clarence, I heard you correctly. Go ahead.
But see, the thing about it, the girl shared the story with me like probably like 2 weeks before that, and then but during that same dream, then the next dream switched over, and that's when the spirit came to me, and that's when I was talking to the spirit. That's when like I was like halfway up and halfway sleeping, she started like conversating, and she rocked me or whatever. And then you said that was Ed, the spirit Ed, one of the sisters or something.
Right, yes. Wow. Yes. Are you at home, Clarence?
Yes.
Is that you playing the music or somebody else?
No, that's me playing the music. You want it all the way off?
Yeah. Could you cut it off?
All right.
I'm sorry.
It's cool.
Okay, so you wanted to share the dream with us, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, so what was you about to say? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I was going to say you wanted to share the dream with us, and did you need to ask me something, or is it, just want to share it? Yeah.
I was about to ask you, you know, what you see around me and stuff like that, so.
Oh, Clarence?
I ain't never asked that before, now I'm asking.
You sure haven't. Oh, Clarence, let's see, Clarence. I would ask you another question, but I'm not going to ask you right now, Clarence.
Which one to ask?
I'm going to wait, Clarence. I'm going to wait, Clarence. I'm going to wait. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about it. What I see around you right now, it does have a lot to do with, this is a big thing for a lot of people, but it's coming up around you as well, and it has a lot to do with your emotions. And I'll tell you immediately what I pick up is like your emotions are accelerated, like you're having some issues of your emotions being accelerated.
Well, what do you mean accelerated? Like my emotions can switch real fast?
Yes, accelerated, getting heightened, going from one extreme to the other extreme. And then I see you completely withdrawing your emotions.
Yeah, I kind of do that.
But what's interesting is that the energy that seems to be able to do this the most for you at this time in your life has to do with feminine energy.
Feminine energy.
Yeah, meaning a woman, a sister.
Right.
And I sort of kind of see you kind of shooting for the stars with this emotion, and then I see you pulling back really quick at the same time. So it's kind of like you want to be close, but you don't.
That's you know, like, I don't know. I do know, but I don't know. That's what I do.
No. No. What you mean you do know, but you don't know?
For some reason, that's just what I do. Like,
Okay, but here's some things I want you to look at. And we can talk about this a little bit more offline. Here's some things. I want you to ask yourself the question, why are you doing it? You know, why are you doing it? Because it hasn't paid off as success for you. It hasn't. Another thing that I see is that, and I don't know how personal you want me to get here, so you can tell me to stop if you would like. Clarence?
Yeah. I can't tell you to stop. You ain't get started yet. Like, I don't know what you're about to say. Like,
okay. Well, talk to me about sort of alcohol. Talk to me about that. What does it mean to you?
What
does alcohol mean to you?
Alcohol.
Yeah, like drinking alcohol.
Oh, I drink, but it ain't like nothing crazy. Like, I'm not no alcoholic at all.
Well, you know, I mean, I think the word alcoholic is overrated.
Right, well, I drink, but it's nothing crazy.
No, it's not. But would you say that whenever you're drinking, you sort of kind of express yourself a little bit more?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little, maybe a little bit, but it ain't. It's probably equal. It's probably equal, because when I'm sober, I express myself and keep it 100 all the time anyway. But liquor might, if I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's not a, you know, this is not. It's not a trick question, is what I'm trying to say to you. The reason I brought that up is because that's something that came up for you to look at, because there is some things going on when it comes to your emotion and how you express them. I think you keep it 100. I think you definitely do. But the person that I'm concerned about you keeping it 100 with is yourself and not the other person, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, that do make sense.
Mm-hmm. You see, that's who I'm concerned about, not about you keeping it 100 with the person you're speaking to. You're a very honest brother, very creative brother. Your creative mind is off the charts, and that's why sometimes your emotions, sometimes you challenge yourself whether or not it's actually your creative mind or if it's actually really what you're thinking.
I think I get what you're saying now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are some things that I see for you. I see that in that particular area. I don't see any blocks with you. If you're looking for that, I don't think you necessarily called in to find out about no blocks. I don't see a block in that way. What I do see and what Spirit is saying for you to focus on is really getting in touch with your true emotions.
Right.
And really seeing what those trigger points are for you. Seeing what those trigger points are and acknowledge them, you know, because there are some people that really does it for you. There are some people that really, it's really what gets you, you know, it just gets you going. I guess that's the way I could say it, that really puts you into that mode where you're really at the best that you can be. But I don't think you're necessarily giving them the credit, because you tend to shut that energy down.
Right. It's like, I be like, I think like when I speak to my mom, like, she really helped me out a lot, but I really don't express how much she really helped me out. Like
yes.
I don't really give her credit that she really deserved.
Yes.
Like, I get what you're saying.
Yes. So this is what you should work on, expressing yourself more, expressing that part of you. That's the part of you of Clarence. That's the magic. You understand? That's how you're going to really ignite your magic,
right,
and really
right.
have it come out, because you're going to see other things open up from within you, you know, tapping into higher level of creativity when you're, you know, whatever you're doing your music or whenever you're doing what you're doing, you're going to see it go to the next level. So what Spirit is saying, work on those things when it comes to dealing with your your emotion and where you express them. You know, give that credit, you know, to your mom to let her know, like, hey, you know, it could just those few words. And even though it seems on the surface level that you're really giving to her, it really is going to be the greatest gift for you.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks, Ms. Bro.
You're welcome, and let me know how it turns out. So that's what I'm talking about. And I know what you're saying about drinking, but watch how you act when you're drinking. Better yet, ask your friends. They gonna tell you. It's a different Clarence. Now, I don't know if you listened to the show with Bill the other day, but...
yeah, I was listening to that.
So it's going to be a different Clarence that come out when you've been drinking versus the other Clarence.
I think it's more mellow, though. I think I'm more mellow when I'm on a little bit. Like.
Yeah, you are more mellow, but you are also more expressive in your emotions and your feelings and everything. You're more guarded when you're not. You're very guarded.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Am I being guarded right now? Am I guarding myself right now?
Yes, you're being guarded right now. Talking about some maybe. And Esther says, yes, Clarence, yes.
I don't think I can help it. Is that like my little line of defense right there? Like I just automatically do that? Like.
Yes, yes.
That's crazy, look.
Yeah. So, you know, that's it. And Sharon says, stop playing, Clarence.
All right, man. I'm going to let you go. Let you get busy.
Okay. Well, it's always good connecting with you and talking to you. So let us know how it goes.
Peace, man. Shout out to the chat room, too.
All right. Peace.
All right.
Okay, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Lou?
I'm doing fine. Who's on the line, please?
This is Samuel from Chicago.
Okay, it's who again?
Samuel.
Samuel?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, greetings to you, Samuel.
Oh, I'm just, just enjoying the show. You know, I wanted to share a little vision I had, and also, you know, just ask you a little question about it real quick.
Okay.
I had a vision out the night that I'm, you know, in my house, in my mansion, and there's just like this huge room that's in the darkness, you know, complete darkness, and there's huge mansion, there's light everywhere, you know, I'm having an auction off valuable things, but I won't go near this room, and it's like a bright light around the room, you know, and it's significant, you know, to me right now, because going through this period of my life, I'm trying to discover things that I'm basically did hide away from myself, you know, and parts of life that I've basically denied myself, you know, a lot of happiness I denied myself, so. You know, I'm just trying to look for a way to get into that, you know, to tap into that, to get access to it. You know, I really feel, you know, left out on a lot of things, blocked, you know, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's just kind of frustrating because, you know, you don't really know what to do and it kind of feels like. You know, just the old habit, it's just so powerful because it's like when you do something with your own energy and you determine that's what it's going to be, it's really there. And, you know, it's kind of, you think it's for your protection, but it kind of becomes like a prison, you know. So,
yeah.
Just wondered, you know, I'm planning on getting a reading as well, you know, it's
yeah.
One on my list right now.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend that, and I definitely want to give you a big hug and a kiss right now as well, too. The first thing I want to tell you is that you're being way too hard on yourself, way too hard on yourself, for real. And I thank you for calling in, and but you're being way too hard on yourself, and I understand, trust me. Many of us have been where you are, still is. You know, it's about learning every single day. One of the things that I can assure you that the steps, the path, whatever that you've taken to get you here is what was needed for you to get here. Know that. You understand? You're not somehow off your path. There are some people who come into what we are calling consciousness at 60, 70, 80 years old. You're nowhere near there. So, can you imagine being 60 finding this out? you understand? So, know that you can never be off your path, and everything is sort of a building step for you. So, you're not lost. You're not late. You're not being cheated. It's preparing you for what you're going to do now. All of those things were a part of that foundation. And the number one thing that you're going to focus on, or you should be focusing on as spirit shows it, is power. It's recognizing your power, recognizing your free will. If you have me on speaker, it's probably why we're getting an echo, but just to let you know, it's you recognizing your power, and it's you recognizing your free will. So it's about you coming into that, understanding the difference between faith and the difference between your destiny. Because there's a big difference between faith and between destiny. And it is about learning and understanding about what you believe and what is your belief system, you see. Because our belief of what we believe, our belief system is what others have told us. So now you're getting into the point where you're asking and you're questioning yourself, like many who have called in tonight, about what is it that you truly believe? Because there's a difference. It's a big difference. I talk about this in the audio workbook and many other things as well, too. So what it's going to take for you right now, it's about movement, it's going to be about choices, and it's going to be about decisions for you, Samuel. It's going to be about all of those three things, those three trinities. It's about movement. What are you going to do next? What is your next move? And this move is not about you to stay so engulfed in the past that you become stifled in the present. So the number one thing that you can do to move past the movement, your choices and your decision, is to stay present, recognizing that where you are is exactly where you're supposed to be. It's the right time, it's the right moment, and it's the right choice. And really owning that power, because that power is how you're going to begin to tap to the energy of your free will. There are tons of shows here. Tons of shows here that you can actually go back and listen to the archives and listen to all of these different archives. Lots of jewels here. So this is about you getting into that stage of remembering, just remembering. You understand? You haven't lost anything. No one cheated you out of anything. And I know that this is also a part of the phase that you have to go through. But really recognize that I believe that every single one of us have really set up these agreements. We agreed to the tribe that we would come back to. We agreed the way we would come back to. And we even agreed to those different transitional points that we'll make in order for us to get to where we need to be. And so recognize this as one of your markers for you. This is a marker for you. And this is how you can continue to move forward. How you can continue to discover who you are and continue to really tap into that energy and recognizing the God within you. Okay. Are you still with me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that's fine.
Did that help?
Oh, definitely. You know, it's You know, just glad to hear you say that, you know.
Yes, And sometimes we need to hear those words. One day you may have to tell me them. So remember them. So remember them. That's what we're here to do, help each other. We have about 12 minutes, seconds left to go into form. I want to say peace and love to all of you. Download, download, download. If you like the show, like it, love it. Peace and love to you. Much love, warm spirit. And see you guys.